Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Get 3 free sale on all of their products. Call Chitogenics at 800-300-DIET. That's 800-300-DIET. And find out what products will work best for you.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. Now on your iPhone and AM760.net.
Final votes loom on stimulus compromise.
This bill will create 3.5 million jobs.
With Republican support at a bare minimum.
It appears that they've made a bad bill worse.
Losing out after losing a job.
You thought getting laid off was bad. Now try to collect your unemployment.
Abe Lincoln's 200th birthday.
He had an unyielding belief that we were at heart one nation.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kaif, and with the CBS World News Roundup. It's the biggest spending bill in U.S. history. The stimulus package worked out by House and Senate negotiators weighing in at $789 billion, the centerpiece of President Obama's first 100 days in office and what its backers hope will be a much-needed economic jolt. And it should reach Mr. Obama's desk for his signature by his goal of Monday, President's Day. CBS's Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill.
The $800 billion measure has income tax cuts for most Americans and new tax help to buy houses and cars. About two-thirds of the bill is spending to build roads and repair sewage systems, environmental cleanup, and investment in new energy. There's money for state governments to spend on schools and health care and police. Democrat David Obey says things are so bad this has to be done.
We've experienced a collapse of consumer spending and a collapse of hope in the country.
And the hope is this measure, by creating jobs in every corner of the country, could at the very least stop things from getting worse.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House.
Enacting this plan is both urgent and essential to our recovery.
President Obama will emphasize that message on his fourth straight travel day to promote the economic stimulus plan. Today's stop, Peoria, Illinois, headquarters of heavy equipment maker Caterpillar. The company has announced 22,000 job cuts, but the president says executives have told him some workers would be rehired if the economic rescue plan passes. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
There's money for jobless benefits in the stimulus package, but there's growing evidence some job-slashing employers are working overtime to avoid paying benefits. Live to CBS's Jim Taylor.
The first thing millions of suddenly unemployed Americans do, file for unemployment benefits, because being unemployed can be a full-time job.
Daytime daddy. I babysit my kids. Take them to school.
Well, the Washington Post is reporting more than one-fourth of those applying are being challenged by their former employers. The company saves big if those claims are blocked. Andrew Stettner, National Employment Law Project.
The more claims they can deny, the lower their tax rate.
There even exists now an entire industry aimed at helping employers defeat those unemployment claims, Steve.
On the CBS Early Show, Congressman Barney Frank insisted the Obama administration will enforce the strings it attaches to the second half of the $700 billion bank bailout.
I think the error is to assume that because the Bush administration resisted compensation restrictions, resisted a requirement and refused to do anything about foreclosures or make sure that these people lent more money, that the Obama administration can do the same.
It may not be as bad as it was, but plenty of homeowners are still getting foreclosure notices. CBS's Peter King has a look at the latest numbers.
Foreclosures dropped a deceiving 10% from December to January. Realty Track Senior Vice President Rick Sharga says the decline in some places was huge. For example, 20% here in Florida.
But it was primarily because the state instituted essentially a 45-day freeze on foreclosure activities.
And there's another reason for the nationwide drop.
December was an abnormally high month in terms of activity.
In other words, Sharga says this is not the start of a recovery. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
A search and rescue operation still going on in parts of Oklahoma ripped up by tornadoes. At least 9 people were killed in the town of Lone Grove, where as many as 150 homes were wiped out. Time on the World News Roundup, 4 minutes after the hour.
Good morning. I'm Karen Trinidad with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado Congressman Jared Polis says the final version of the economic stimulus plan includes something for everyone.
Well, about one-third of the bill is tax cuts, and it's about two-thirds jobs creation. So the tax cuts, you know, have the opportunity to stimulate the economy as well. I mean, it means more money in the pocket of the middle class.
Colorado legislators are counting on some of that stimulus money to help them balance the state budget. The Joint Budget Committee agreed to factor in about $100 million in extra Medicaid money to help deal with a $600 million shortfall. Lakewood police have a mystery on their hands this morning after the discovery of a man's body inside the trunk of a car. Officers found the body after a chase which began about midnight in Lakewood and ended in a crash near Santa Fe and Alameda. Three people inside the car were arrested and taken to the hospital for minor injuries. A group of Boulder High School students hope to change the name of their school. They'd like to see it named after Barack Obama.
We're not so much naming it after him as naming it after the achievement that was his election for not just minorities but all Americans.
16-year-old Ben Ratterstorff is leading the effort. He spoke to 9 News, but not everyone agrees with him. Ratterstorff says he's up to the challenge, and he and his supporters will present their idea to the school this afternoon. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Karen Trinidad. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, you heard about Karen talking about the police activity going on from Lakewood. Well, it ended up stopping at Santa Fe and Alameda, so you're going to see lots of driving restrictions there, as that's still a working crime scene. Elsewhere, as far as the highways go, volume is building in those usual spots. For instance, southbound I-25, right around 84th. 270 is also getting busier. On the other hand, both the Turnpike as well as 6th Avenue in and out of Lakewood. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
We are having a political mudslinging contest because the Republicans think they won the election. What they're still hung up on is, do we have enough incentives? Do we have enough tax cuts? Are we doing enough for the top 2%? Folks, we went to that dance for the last 8 years, and they're still playing the same CD.
The Ed Schultz Show, mornings 10 to 1.
The American people are ready for some infrastructure investment.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
And we want to lay some pipe.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
So seven minutes after six, Jay Marvin. Good morning. Increasing clouds. I'm at 8:43. We still need a name for this program, right? Everybody has a name for their program except us. We don't have any name.
Rude Awakenings, I thought.
Rude Awakening? I don't know. Should we call it Rude Awakening? Because I don't think I'm rude. So maybe we need another name. Because I really don't think I'm rude. I can be rude, but I try most of the time not to be.
I think that nickname came up time, and remember, like, you were starting with negativity about the media every morning for about 3-4 weeks.
Oh, I have plenty of negativity to say about the media.
Okay, let's start. You know, usually you come in a morning show and you say how good and great everything is.
Well, it used to be that people would call up here and complain about the fact that all I would ever talk about is the weather first thing in the morning. Then I start talking about the media. And I don't know, are people angry and bored by that? Do you think?
I doubt it.
I do want to talk about one thing. How about those kids wanting to name their school? Excuse me, that's the same cold. Hang on. Okay, I don't want to cough in your ears. Naming that school in Boulder after Barack Obama. I think it's great because, as the news said at the top of the hour, it not only stands for what Barack Obama has accomplished, but it also stands for him. So it's him and his accomplishments. And he really has accomplished a lot in his lifetime. And he's only 47 years old. Now, Karen Trinidad, who had the news, said that there was opposition to naming the school after Barack Obama. What opposition is there? Why would you not want that to happen? And for those people who don't want it to happen, I say, okay, we won't name the school after Barack Obama when we get rid of the Ronald Reagan Highway, which runs to Colorado Springs on I-25. Maybe what we ought to do is name the rest of I-25. Part of it is the Ronald Reagan Highway, and then we can name the rest of I-25 as the trickle-down disaster highway. People are close. You know, it's hard for people to change. It's hard for me to change. I can't. Change is really hard for me. Now, I don't know if it's hard for most people, but it's hard for me. John, is change hard for you?
Yeah, man, I've admitted here. I hate it.
Yeah, I don't like it either. And change is inevitable. No matter how hard you try to resist it, change is inevitable. And so naming this school in Boulder after Barack Obama, it just shows change. But you know what else it shows? It shows engagement in the political process by young people. Now, why would you go to any lengths to slap down young people who are interested, involved, and they want to do something as noble as change their school after what many of us consider a great man? I mean, even if Barack Obama's presidency over the next 4 years turns out to be a miserable, flat failure, we have, in this country, crossed the racial bounds. And that right there makes Barack Obama as important as Martin Luther King Jr., Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, and a whole host of others. Don't you think? Or maybe you think I'm wrong about this. Do you think Barack Obama is as important as Martin Luther King Jr.? In other words, if those kids wanted to change the name of the school to Martin Luther King Jr. or Robert F. Kennedy High School or whatever the case would there be people who would come forward and say no? Are these the same people who would come forward and say, well, naming the school after Barack Obama is wrong? Now, maybe it's just me. As I always say on the air, maybe I'm just the only Martian on the block. But to me, I believe Barack Obama is as important as Martin Luther King Jr. Now, without Martin Luther King Jr., without people like Medgar Evers, without Cheney, Goodman, and Schwerner, and a lot of other people, Bayard Rustin, and a lot of other people who were involved in this, they led the way. They made Barack Obama, they made the possibility of Barack Obama becoming president of the United States. And you could even go back farther than that in history. And there are all kinds of people who were involved in the civil rights struggle, both African-American and white. So it was a rainbow situation, and now we have a rainbow White House. So why there would be anybody out there who wouldn't want to name the school, I don't understand why they would resist. And I wonder, is it just me, or am I the only Martian on the block, or do you feel the same way I do, that Barack Obama is as important as Martin Luther King Jr.? Maybe he isn't as important, but if his presidency is an overwhelming success, and if he can lead us out of the economic wilderness we're stuck in here, that would be enough for me. Even if he could get it started, that would be enough for me. I don't know about you. If he could put people back to work. And I've often thought to myself, why in the world would anybody want to be president of the United States at this particular time? Because other than 9/11, which George W. Bush, totally and completely blew, and 9/11 is his fault, he had a relatively, other than Iraq, what did he really do? Can anybody give me any, you know, any positive thing that this guy ever did? He didn't do anything. It's one of the reasons why we're giving away copies of W, the DVD, so you can get a little bio-fictional look into how the White House operates. But that was a complete waste of 8 years on our part. And now look where we are. As President Obama said the other day in his news conference, we shouldn't be engaging in revisionist history and pretending that this stuff didn't exist, because it did. And why any person, black, white, Hispanic, Oriental, any race, creed, or color, would want to sit in the driver's seat on February 12, 2009 is beyond me. But the guy shows a sitting hand. He knows what he wants. And, you know, things like the stripping out of education, out of the stimulus bill, that's up to you and I to fight that. That's up to you and I to let our legislators, our congressional delegation, know that we don't like that idea. Or maybe you do like that idea. I don't particularly like it. Let's go to Jesse in Fort Collins, who says the name shouldn't be changed. Jesse, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning. This is Jesse in Fort Collins. I just wanted to say that there's so many people who have gone and gotten diplomas from this high school and, you know, are loyal, like, older high school alumni and everything. There's no way that they can change the name on this. If
why?
A new school, it's just too early. If they wanted to build a new school and name it after them, that'd be totally fine.
Well, wait a minute. What's early? I don't understand that. What's early about it?
Well, he's been in office less than a month.
Yeah, but the idea that here's a kid. No, he's not a kid. Well, he is to me. Here's a guy, 47 years old, who comes out of basically nothing. I mean, a mother who took food stamps, who died of cancer, who struggled to be able to get into law school and to be able to accomplish what he's accomplished, and then become the first African-American president in the United States. That right there is enough to honor, because he is an embodiment of the American dream.
Oh, and I'm not trying to belittle anything that he's done, and I'm, you know, totally supportive of him and everything like that. But it's just a school that's been there so long. I don't see how you could change the name of it.
Well, because change is inevitable.
Well, I can see that, but it's just, I don't know, the name of the school being changed really, I don't know, there's no purpose for it.
Well, yeah, there is a purpose to honor somebody who is what I judge to be a great American. And I'll tell you something else, one of the reasons why I think he's a great American. Like I said before, and if we all answered honestly to this, I think we would all have the same answer. Would you in any way, shape, or form want to be running this country right now at this time?
No.
I mean, God, can you imagine having to have all the weight of this on your shoulders? I mean, hey, man, I'd rather retire in St. Petersburg, Florida, and play shuffleboard than be involved in that.
Yeah, there's a lot I'd rather do than run this country right now. But I still just don't see that they could change the name of the high school yet. Like, if his presidency becomes as big as it possibly could right now, then definitely we'll see things all over the country being named after him. But it's jumping the gun to do anything right now.
Well, see, I don't think so. I don't agree. And I also think that there's another spinoff of this. You got a high school kid that wants to do this.
But you got like 8 high school kids that want to do this.
Okay, but you know what? What is the one thing we used to gripe about in this country that has changed? Young people never wanted to get involved before. But listen, I understand where you're coming from. Maybe the fact that, did you go to school there? Did you graduate there?
No, I went to high school out in Oakland.
Oh, okay. Well, I once lived in Oakland. Boy, I know people get tired of hearing that. Boy, he's lived everywhere. Well, I have.
Oh, I hear you. I've lived everywhere. I'm not from anywhere.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right and I'm wrong, but...
I'd say 5 years after his presidency, if it's a success, we're going to see tons of things named after him. You won't be able to look around a corner without seeing something named after him. But right now, it's just too early.
You know, I think we should do. I think we should take away Ronald Reagan on I-25.
Oh, I definitely think we should get rid of a lot of Ronald Reagan things. There's no reason to honor a guy who put us here. But
yeah, maybe you and I ought to band together and start a. Because if you live in Fort Collins, you use I-25. Well, we should band together and start an effort to get Ronald Reagan removed from
I-25. That would be a bad idea.
You know, or seriously,
just give me a section with all the potholes on it. That way, you can kind of see what he did.
Yeah, seriously, I think it'd be a great idea, don't you think?
Yeah, I'm not against that.
But I bet you could find no legislator who would introduce a bill to do that.
Well, Ronald Reagan is the equivalent of Jesus in the Republican Party.
Yeah, and that's sad. All right,
it really is.
It is. Hey, Jesse, thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
No problem, man. You have a good one.
Okay, you too.
Thanks.
All right. 6:20, 20 minutes after 6. What about you, John? Would you like to see Ronald Reagan removed from... Okay, first of all, do you think changing the name of the high school is right?
Don't know. It's been Boulder High as long as I've been around. I don't know.
So? I mean,
I know. No.
Things change.
Maybe new high school, no. I'm with the last caller, I think, Jay. Probably going to take a lot of gut for this one, too. But
no, I mean, I think most people are going to be on your side.
Maybe after 4 years.
Yeah, but look what he's... Like I said, the last caller. I said to Jesse, look what he's accomplished.
He's accomplished a ton.
I mean, good Lord.
Well, yeah, there's high schools named after less...
prominent people.
Yeah. Well, so I, you know, now that I say that, I could go either way. But
all right, what about
a new school, maybe a new elementary school popping up, but you can't change Boulder High School to Obama High.
Oh, I think you can. What about taking Ronald Reagan?
Turning
off
it into J. Marvin.
No, not turning it to J. Marvin.
You can't do that either.
Well, why can't you do that? Why can't you take the Ronald Reagan off of there? He wasn't a good guy. I mean, we are where we are today because of him.
Right. Yeah, I say strip that one.
Yeah, take it off. That's what I say, too. Name it something else.
There's, like, you know, Nixon High Schools out there.
Jeez. Well, where? Nixon High Schools in California?
I've heard of a Nixon High School.
Well, listen, I mean, everybody has a right to be misguided. If it's Nixon High School... is the motto of the football team, I'm not a crook?
Yeah. We don't cheat.
Yeah, we don't cheat. When we go on the road to play games, we stay at the Watergate.
Right.
6:21, 21 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin and John Turk with traffic.
Jay still dealing with a lot of police activity at Santa Fe and Alameda. Driving restrictions in that area. Had a car end up in that Denny's parking lot and... apparently a body found in a trunk there, so do expect some delays as you're coming up there into Denver on Santa Fe and Alameda. The rest of the drive looking pretty normal for you. Southbound jams on 25 at 104th to 84th. Speeds dipping down into the 30s and 40s there. I'm also going to be a little sluggish for you after Park Avenue. Also building southbound 225, Colfax to Alameda, and on westbound 76 at 74th Avenue. Your forecast, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 40s. Chance of snow tonight and tomorrow.
TurboTax presents a message from Ulysses S. Grant.
Hey there, I'm that handsome devil on the $50 bill, and I want to tell you how you can do your taxes without spending me. Just go to TurboTax.com, because now you can do your simple federal return for free with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. After all, if you're going to spend me, I'd like you to spend me on something nice, like dinner. At a restaurant of my choosing.
TurboTax. Choose easy. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com.
Hey guys, Valentine's Day is here. ProFlowers.com has an amazing deal just for online listeners. Get 15% off any flower bouquet plus a free glass vase. ProFlowers prices start at $19.99, so this is a steal. To guarantee Valentine's Day delivery, you must order now. Just click on the banner in your media player or visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone and enter password 15 off. That's ProFlowers.com, radio microphone, password 15 off.
100% fruit juice may not contain actual fruit. Remove clothes from body before ironing. For indoor or outdoor.
In a world full of fine print, it's nice to know Radio Shack has a great selection of no-contract mobile phones. Use a lot of minutes or just a little. Whatever you want, however you want. There's no credit checks, no strings attached, and no absurd disclaimers.
Coffee may contain hot liquid. Do not take aspirin.
Shop with confidence for a flexible Virgin Mobile no-contract phone, like the Virgin Mobile Slash by Samsung, for only $59.99. That's a $20 instant savings at Radio Shack.
Offer good through 2/14/09.
This is Mark Spee, CEO of Rent-A-Center. Whatever your credit situation, Rent-A-Center has quality brand name merchandise, Ashley Furniture, Whirlpool Appliances, Sony TVs, without credit or credit checks. And we back it all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Visit Rent-A-Center or rentacenter.com or call 1-800-205-2005 right now and start enjoying quality products without credit today.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
For free information and a free DVD in a moment. But first, they've been called the most sought-after coins in American history. Coins with a fiery past. More than 300 million Morgan silver dollars were melted down by the government during both world wars, and millions more were melted by silver profiteers in the 70s and 80s. Now, the National Collector's Mint is releasing to the public a limited quantity of original United States-minted Morgan silver dollars, all in brilliant, uncirculated to fine condition. These Morgan silver dollars are hefty, rich with historical value, and packed with more than 3/4 of an ounce of gleaming silver, available now on a first-come, first-served basis. Free information and a free DVD are available to the public by calling 1-800-600-8119. Please dial carefully 1-800-600-8119. 1-800-600-8119.
Talking about renaming Boulder High School to Obama High School, and then also riding down the I-25, which is the Reagan Highway. Here's a little Ronald Reagan cruising music. That's if you can afford to buy a CD player or an iPod. Keep your eyes on the mortgage payment and your hand in your bank account. It's prosperous times, ladies and gentlemen. 626, 26 minutes after the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin, along with the increasing clouds. High today, 43. Why do people in radio call people who listen to the station ladies and gentlemen? I mean, I assume most of you are ladies and gentlemen, but what about those that are not? This is the 303-713-7600 about the Obama High School change, and also about getting rid of Ronald Reagan's name off I-25. I don't know about you, but I have friends in the Springs, and when I go down there, that Ronald Reagan Highway just frosts me. Of course, what do I know? I can't even get a rest stop named after me. Let's go to Stuart in Aurora. Stuart, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
How are you?
Well, you know what? I'm not too bad. I mean, I give you the usual speech, which I always give, which is, I'm not bad, but I'd be better if it were, say, 75 degrees outside.
Well, I always like to say I'm not bad, but it could always be worse.
Yeah, there you go. Any day above ground is a good day.
That's right. Well, let me see. The Obama issue, it touches on kind of a hot button for me. Why would we honor him? Because he's the first African-American president? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm saying exactly that here's a guy who, against all odds, came out of poverty where his mother was getting food stamps, and he was raised by his grandparents, and he's truly the first rainbow president we've ever really had, because if you think about it, and Ishmael Reed brought this up yesterday, he was elected by whites, African-Americans, Hispanics, young, old, middle-aged, and I think that that's really... really says a lot. I mean, it says a lot from those people who started at the very beginning of the civil rights struggle and had to, you know, had to fight all of these things. Remember this. I don't think a lot of us remember this. Remember, you go back to 1955, you go back to 1952, you go back to 1958, African Americans had no Voting Rights Act. I mean, they were getting poll taxed to death and couldn't even participate in the system. And here we are sitting here in 2009, and we've got an African-American president. I think that alone says a lot about him.
Well, in my opinion, I've never been one. For me, calling him an African-American president is almost contradictory in terms. It's divisive to me. I give him credit because he got as far as he did being a black man in America. There's no question that in my opinion, he had to overcome some hurdles that, well, look at George Bush.
Yeah, he didn't overcome any hurdles except a beer bottle.
Yeah. I find it funny that his first press conference of President Obama, he received some scrutiny from, you know, both sides of the aisle, more heavily on the Republicans, of course, but, you know, their heads are still in the sand and ouching from losing the presidency. But how could you, next to George Bush, how can you possibly scrutinize his speech at all?
Because if you don't have any ideas, then what you do is you go negative because you don't have any ideas and you've got nothing else to talk about. That's what you talk about. And also the media does it because the media likes to gin up controversy.
Well, that's true. That's true. But I think that it just so happens that it's President Obama who they are taking pot shots at pretty much every day and on every hour. But I don't think it really would have mattered who won the presidency in the Democratic Party. I think if it was Hillary, they would find ways to discredit her and so on and so on, because they want to tear down and discredit any Democrat that's in power right now. And I think it's because these neocons for the Republican Party, honestly, this is why I left the Republican. When I first started calling your show, I was actually a Republican. I have been for 21 years.
Wow.
After this election, I couldn't take it anymore. It's just ridiculous how they are totally unwilling. And I guess I shouldn't say they with a broad brush, but the ones that I have seen in contact with, they're not interested in reaching across the aisle, you know, to capture a popular current saying. They're interested in their own agenda. Now, as far as the school is concerned, you know, having said all that, because it's a bit off track of your question, I think that we should start naming things after him predicated on his deeds, not on, you know, I think it's honor enough that he has been elected to the highest position in this country. In my opinion, I think that's honor enough because, again, being a black man in this country and elected to, I never thought that would have happened. Not because I'm prejudiced, but because I know. I lived in the South for 15 years. I know there are enough prejudiced people in this country that they just didn't want to see that happen.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I think you're absolutely right about that. But let me throw this in and see what you think about it. We have crossed an important divide in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And we usually name buildings or highways,
mm-hmm,
after people who have done historic things.
Mm-hmm.
And by winning the election, he alone has done something historic. He's, mm-hmm, done something historic just as much as, well, anybody else you could name that you would name something after.
Well, let me give this to you then. We give praise to people who do historical things. We also give scrutiny to people who do historical things that aren't positive. Well, let's take, for instance, George W. Bush. Well, people aren't going to say that was the dumbest white president we ever had. They're just going to say he was the dumbest president we ever had.
Yeah, but you know what? That's true. But we come out of a country with a long history of racial prejudice. And this is a sign not only to the country but also the world that we've made a gigantic leap forward. And on top of that, look at the guy's name, Barack Hussein Obama. I mean, that's not, you know, that's not John Smith goes to Washington. I mean, that's John Doe goes to Washington. I mean, that's pretty powerful, a pretty powerful statement in itself. And by the way, we have things named after presidents who didn't have great records. For instance, if you go to Las Vegas you go up there, There's Hoover Dam. Now, Hoover was not that great. Hubert Hoover was not that great of a president, but we have a dam named after him.
Hmm. Yeah, well, I guess that's true. But, you know, again, and it may be splitting hairs, but I have healthy, because I have not too far removed from Ireland, I have family that came over from Ireland, and, you know, you hear all, I used to hear all the stories about when you get off the boat at Ellis Island. It's all true. They threw stones at you. And
oh, yeah.
And
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, look at Joe Lieberman. He's got to be one of the highest ranking. I think he's the first Jewish person to run for vice president of the United States. I could be wrong about that, but so should we name a school after him because he's the first Jewish American to run for vice president of the United States? I guess my point is
no. We should apologize. No. If we're in the Democratic Party, or we lean towards the Democrats, we should apologize for Joe Lieberman.
Well, but yeah, I don't particularly agree with his politics, but my point is that I guess I just like to praise people for their deeds. I don't care what walk of life they're from. I don't care if they're white, black, Jewish, Irish. I think that they should be praised for their deeds. And again, you know, Obama, President Obama, I got to get used to saying President Obama.
That's right. You know what? I don't think he would mind if you called him Barack.
Well, I have an immense amount of respect for the level that he has achieved. So I think it's not only respectful, but I think it's required to remember to call him president, especially because he's the first black guy to ever achieve that position. And then in that, I give him a lot of credit because I don't think it was just difficult for him to get in the door as a black man. I believe that although you're probably not going to hear or see about it in the papers, being a black man with that much power in today's, you know, trying to work with today's Congress, I guarantee you there are people who are in the Congress who don't like black people.
Oh.
And
yeah, you mean like you mean like Richard Shelby? Okay, you know what? I got to go, Stuart. I guess you and I just don't totally agree, but that's okay. We don't have to. And I appreciate you taking efforts to call up and get on the show.
Well, I guess bottom line is I want to reserve my opinion about whether we should name stuff after him until we see if he can actually accomplish, you know, some of the things that need to be done. But in all fairness, I think that he should get extra recognition points simply because I do think it's going to be harder for him, not just because the matter's at hand, but because I think it would be harder for a black president than it would be a white president.
All right, pal, well said, and thanks for the call.
All right, have a good day.
Okay, you too. All right, good call on Stewart's part there. 6:36, 36 minutes after the hour, 303-713-7600. Should they change the name of this high school in Boulder High, to Obama, Barack Obama High? And also, should we get rid of the Ronald Reagan Highway, which would make me immensely happy if that happened. 6:36, 36 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. John pulls the trigger on traffic.
Jay, emergency crews have cleared that incident there at Santa Fe and Alameda, so traffic moving better through that in a busy intersection now. We are seeing the normal jams around the city, southbound 25, full in North Glen, beginning around 104th also. Going to be a little busy for you downtown after Park Avenue. Seeing more traffic heading in and out of Aurora now on 225. I'm going to be busy on both sides there at Parker Road. Also, heavier volumes there on the southbound side, beginning around Colfax. Your forecast? Partly cloudy, breezy and cool with a high of 42. Tonight a chance for light snow in the city. Heavier snowfall expected on the north and east side of town. Denver, Fort Collins, Greeley, and Boulder could see 1 to 4 inches early tomorrow morning. Current downtown temperature, 21 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Through the Kohl's Kids Who Care Scholarship Program, Kohl's plans to recognize over 2,000 kids with scholarships and prizes.
Now you can get a really good receptionist for about $1.50 an hour. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant, a professional receptionist trained by you to handle your phones your way. No, this is not an answering service. This is a smart, friendly person. A personal assistant for your phone calls. They know you and your business. And since customers and prospects are already on the phone with them, they can also do scheduling, registrations. Let them do the ordinary so you get more time on the important. Live answer for all of your calls and a seamless connect for the ones you want. The rest are handled professionally and personally your way.
With an intelligent assistant, you'll capture more new business and keep the ones you've got. Intelligent assistants, full-time or a la carte, fits any budget. Only from intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code ONLINE to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset, too. Remember that code, ONLINE. To qualify for the free VoIP headset, WebEx, now part of Cisco, used by over 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code ONLINE. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
You want to get the most for your money. Well, okay. Then go to a place that's going to help you out. Rocky's Autos. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. And you can check them out, the historic location of 63rd and Federal.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Everybody knows, if you have a family, you need life insurance. And if you've been putting it off because you don't want a medical exam, here's some news you can use. If you're a healthy person living without term life, you could get up to $500,000 in term life insurance easily. No doctor visit, no medical exam. No hassle either. Because it only takes a few health questions and a few minutes on the phone when you call eFinancial for a free quote. 1-800-300-4368. Many people put off getting life insurance because they don't like medical exams. But you could receive term life from a top-rated carrier with no medical exam. And it only takes minutes. Just answer a few health questions over the phone. You could even be covered today. Now that is good news. If you're living without term life, do what's right for your family. Get your free quote now. Call 1-800-300-4368. 1-800-300-4368.
TopDot is a licensed mortgage banker. Rates based on an APR of 6.99%.
The following is a special report from TopDot Mortgage. In today's top story, a toll-free hotline has been established to help all homeowners who are stuck in adjustable rate or high interest rate mortgages. The federal government has just raised the allowable loan limits on federally insured FHA 30-year fixed-rate mortgages, with fixed rates starting as low as 5%. Homeowners are urged to call now and take advantage of these FHA government-insured loans. Call now. 1-800-400-1389. Again, a toll-free hotline has been established for all homeowners in adjustable-rate or high-interest-rate mortgages with less-than-perfect credit. These programs are only available for a limited time. And again, your credit score may not even be a factor. So call now. That toll-free number again is 1-800-400-1389. That's 1-800-400-1389. 1-800-400-1389.
Now this is when you drive down the Ronald Reagan Highway. You know, south on I-25. Dead Kennedys, Ronald Reagan Highway, for Tough Guy Joe.
I am Governor Jerry Brown. My arm smiles and never frowns. Soon a little bit resident. Capital will soon go away. I will be here one day. I will command all of you. You'll take a minute day in school. You'll take a minute.
Alice. 642, 42 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 43, and increasing clouds. We're talking about this. We're talking about Boulder High. Should they rename it after Barack Obama? And also, should we strip off Ronald Reagan Highway out of I-25? Here's Bill in Denver. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, here's something positive for Bush. At least now Reagan won't go down as the worst president of modern history.
Well, yeah, but it's a terrible way to go down.
I'm fine. In fact, I I've often thought about adding a little sign to the Ronald Reagan Highway sign just to finish it out. Because of budget cuts, I don't think they finished the sign. It should have second worst president in modern history, but I'm fine with him taking that off the highway and maybe putting Reagan's name where it belongs. I kind of like the sound of the Reagan-Bush Second Great Republican Depression and name the economy that he created after him rather than a highway he had nothing to do with.
Well, I would agree with that. They should have a sign out there that says not union made, made without union labor.
Probably made in China.
Because Ronald Reagan was so anti-union, made without union labor.
Oh, I became politically aware under Reagan. I remember the instant it hit. I was at work. I was thinking about the really, really stupid things Reagan did, and there were a lot of them. And then it hit me. Every time he does something really, really stupid, his cronies get richer. And then it occurred to me, Reagan wasn't stupid. He was corrupt. Corrupt and stupid are completely different.
People in that culture all looked at needy people as being slobs and lazy and the hell with them.
Well, you know, one time I was driving along and I saw somebody, you know, signing, panhandling. And I thought, well, I had a negative reaction toward them. And then it hit me. That's how some of the upper echelon wing nuts, how they think about me. And
you're right about that.
And that moment of empathy, it was shocking, you know, to think that for that moment, I was being like a Republican. It kind of disgusted me at my own self to be, you know, that judgmental and that, you know, and to think so negatively about a human being, sort of like how, well, they think about me.
Well, pull yourself up by the bootstraps. We don't care whether you have any boots or not. Bill, thank you, man.
You take care, sir.
Okay, we'll see you. Here's Steve in Highlands Ranch. Steve, you're on AM 760. I got a bone to pick with you, by the way.
With me?
Yeah, before we get started.
Okay, go ahead.
So you go to John Turk's Facebook page, and you add him as a friend.
Yeah.
But you don't go to my Facebook page.
Well, you don't want to play golf.
Well, what's that got to do with it? I can't be on your friends list because I don't understand or particularly dig golf.
Well, here's what I'll do. If you ever happen to come and have a beer with John and I after we play golf, if you can pass the test, you can be a friend on my Facebook page. Actually, to be honest with you, I hardly ever use it.
Well, I don't care. He says to me, oh, well, Steve made me. Look who's got me as a friend. It's Steve. I go like, well, wait a minute. How come he has you and not me?
Well, because I need to have contact with John so we can play golf. I mean, it's just a necessity.
You don't like me because I'm liberal.
Actually, you know what? What would my conservative friends say if throughout the looking through who my friends are, William Ayers shows up on one of my friends' friends' Facebook page?
Well, I have William Ayers on mine.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I did that because I knew you'd look at it. All right. Go ahead and make your point.
Right,
you know what? Let me just say this. I got your real name, and I'm gonna ask. I'm gonna make a friendship request, and I'm gonna see if you reject it.
Well, great. Now all of the listeners that hate me have my real name too. So.
No, I didn't give out your name. We haven't given your name out over here. Okay, make your point.
All right. First of all, the Ronald Reagan thing—that's petty. Let's not go down that road because you know what? If you do it, then other people are doing it, or if they do it, you're certainly not going to look at it and feel the same way.
Let's not go down that road. No pun intended.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Second thing, I have no problem renaming high schools or anything after Barack Obama. But let's be honest. The guy has already got enough pressure. You start doing that this early in his presidency, and that simply adds to it. I mean, he's already got enough on his plate. The guy is going to get plenty of accolades when he's out of office. I mean, even if his presidency isn't successful, I mean, he's historical, and that's never, ever going to change. I think doing stuff like renaming high schools a month into his presidency just adds to the pressure. And not only that, you're giving ammunition to the people on the right. I mean, the talk about the Messiah. Okay, well, that just adds to it. You got to let the guy...
Yeah, but I could parry back with... You can make the claim that we think that he's the Messiah, which we don't, but you can make that claim. But then again, I can accuse the Republicans of revisionist history over naming an airport after Ronald Reagan, plus naming federal buildings after J. Edgar Hoover, who was a closet queen, and then went on publicly to criticize homosexuals and also made racist comments like, Mr. President, if a white man comes after you with a gun, that's okay, but be careful of Puerto Ricans because they wield knives.
Well, here's what we'll do. When you sit down and have a beer after John and I are done playing golf, you and I can talk about Reagan, because Reagan is one guy, as a conservative, I will defend. Some of the stuff that you bring up, like, you know, I don't really care. But I do think Reagan was a great president, and I have no problem defending the things that he did. I understand he didn't do everything absolutely correctly, but by the same token, Jay, I don't think Barack Obama is going to do everything correctly.
But I don't think Barack Obama is going to. And now here's where we get into the hardcore debate. I don't think Barack Obama is going to. I got to get traffic, and it always seems like if we do this, I always seem to get the last word in, only because we have to go. So in 10 to 15 seconds, last word is yours.
Well, like I said, the biggest thing is the guy's got enough pressure as it is. You do stuff like starting to name schools after him. That just adds to it. You've got enough on his plate. Let's let the guy just be president right now before we start doing the presidential icon status stuff. That will come. It doesn't have to happen now.
All right. We disagree, but that's okay. And I better see an invitation to be your friend on Facebook or you're toast.
All right, Jay.
See you later, Steve.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Stop bragging, John, that you have him on your Facebook page as a friend.
I'm not bragging.
Well, you were yesterday. Look who's on my Steve.
No, I just...
Steve, why? You know, Steve's not on mine.
I didn't know.
He's our only conservative caller, and he doesn't have me on there. That's animosity.
Sorry.
Well, I'm gonna go on there and invite him to be my friend, and we'll see if he turns me down.
I don't think he'll turn you down.
Okay, we'll try it. Why? Emmanuel Bayard has never confirmed me as a friend.
Steve ain't no Emmanuel Bayard.
No, very few people
Sorry,
are.
Sorry, Steve.
6:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a progressive talk. Jay Marvin and John Turk with traffic.
Starting to really fill up in Aurora now. Southbound 225, going to be stop and go from Parker Road down to 25. Also going to be sluggish there from Colfax to Alameda, but speeds a little better than once you approach the tech center. Also northbound picking up there once you get to the spillway. Other stop and go jams, southbound I-25, 104th down to 84th. Also busy from 48th past Spear. Also looking at slower speeds, eastbound 270, beginning at York on the approach into downtown. Your forecast, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 40s. Chance of snow tonight should continue into tomorrow morning. Just small accumulations, though. Right now, 21 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Come into Safeway and discover 5,000 ways you can save using your club card. To learn more about Safeway club card specials and all the...
How to remove cash from a can of paint. Step 1, go to the Home Depot. Step 2, get $5 off all 1-gallon cans and $20 off all 5-gallon buckets of beautiful Behr paint. Step 3, put color on your walls and all the cash you saved in your wallet.
The Home Depot has lowered the price on the paint supplies you need most. And now get $5 off all 1-gallon cans and $20 off all 5-gallon buckets of Behr paint. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through 216 U.S. only. See store for details.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor. Brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, the banquet.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a credit report is like an appetizer. Just the first part of something good. But if you didn't order it from Identity Guard, you may discover that there's no more food showing up. You see, with Identity Guard, you get an entire banquet of 21st century tools and technologies. All this from the company that's already protected over 20 million people. And that's a lot of money not going into the hands of worldwide identity thieves. So, get Identity Guard today and settle in for a feast of identity theft protection.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault, a $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
Hey guys, Valentine's Day is here. ProFlowers.com has an amazing deal just for online listeners. Get 15% off any flower bouquet plus a free glass vase. ProFlowers prices start at $19.99, so this is a steal. To guarantee Valentine's Day delivery, you must order now. Just click on the banner in your media player or visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone and enter password 15 off. That's ProFlowers.com, radio microphone, password 15 off.
100% fruit juice may not contain actual fruit. Remove clothes from body before ironing. For indoor or outdoor.
In a world full of fine print, it's nice to know Radio Shack has a great selection of no-contract mobile phones. Use a lot of minutes or just a little. Whatever you want, however you want. There's no credit checks, no strings attached, and no absurd disclaimers.
Coffee may contain hot liquid. Do not take aspirin.
Shop with confidence for a flexible Virgin Mobile no-contract phone, like the Virgin Mobile Slash by Samsung, for only $59.99. That's a $20 instant savings at Radio Shack.
Offer good through 2/14/09. Customer.
Limit one Staples Rewards account per address. For full details, visit staplesrewards.com.
The next few days, the weather word is cold.
Imagine if it was as cold inside as outside. Many Coloradans can't afford to heat their homes. Please donate to Energy Outreach Colorado, aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
McDonald's birthday, same as Ray Manzarek of the Doors. So happy birthday, Michael McDonald, who now plays solo. Didn't he play at the Democratic National Convention? I believe he did. I believe he was on the screen there with Sheryl Crow and all. Sheryl Crow, yeah, I believe he was at the Democratic National Convention. If my brain serves me correct. You know what I need? I need Rosetta Stone for English. 6:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, increasing cloudiness. High today, 43. We're talking about renaming Boulder High School Barack Obama High School. And also, Steve doesn't want us to go down the I-25 Ronald Reagan Highway Road, so we won't. And here's Christina in Lakewood. Christina, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Well, first of all, I love your show.
Oh, thanks.
I've only lived in Colorado for a couple years. I am from Milwaukee in West
Wisconsin. When were you in Milwaukee?
From 97 till 2007.
I worked for 7 months at WTMJ.
You did?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A great show. Good. Great, great, great station.
All right. So anyway, what do you think about this?
Well, I'm a very big supporter of Barack Obama. I voted for him, but I did not vote for him because he's an African American. I did not vote for him because he's a black man. I voted for him because we needed change in this country. And I'm a 39-year-old woman. As a woman, I did not go through what the African American, what the black people did, but we still are going through things. And so I did not vote for that reason. And I have a really hard time agreeing with changing Boulder High School. Now, maybe a wing or maybe a gymnasium, you know what I mean? Something off of the high school where they build a new building or something, but not a high school that's been there for years. Does he really deserve that at this time?
Yeah, I think he does.
Oh, okay, and that is your opinion, but you think he does because he's an African American.
Well, I think he does because he
just as much. Okay.
No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, it's just he's just as much of a black man as he is a white man. What happens if he would have married a white woman and not Michelle Obama?
Well, who cares? The fact is, he is the first president of the United States that we've ever had. As a person of color, and on top of that, he embodies the American dream because he is a rainbow president, and he didn't get there the easy way. Okay, I got to go get some news. Thank you, Christina. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
By the way, do you have any Kringle for Christmas?
No.
Okay, see you later.
Have a great day.
All right, more coming up.
The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center in Denver offers adult education and tutoring classes to help support and nurture families in need. Classes include parenting skills, anger management, and ways to reduce domestic violence. There are also courses in English as a second language and computer training. Free adult computer classes are available Monday through Thursday between noon and 2 p.m. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center is a major support system for families in the metro area. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center is located in Denver at 29th and High Streets. For more information about the Salvation Army Red Shield, call 303-295-2107. That's 303-295-2107. Or stop by the Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center at 29th and High Streets. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
That's 1-800-600-5527. 1-800-600-5527.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. Now on your iPhone and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedefani. Will it play in Peoria? President Obama visits Illinois today to continue drumming up support for a compromised $790 billion economic stimulus bill that's won the blessing of congressional negotiators and could be on his desk by Monday. In Peoria, the president will speak at a plant run by the Caterpillar Company, which has laid off more than 20,000 workers in recent weeks. Chad Knoll is one of them.
I know there will be people watching it and hanging on to everything he says, hoping he can help them out, help us all out.
CBS's Bob Fuss tells us how the bill could help.
Almost everyone not in the upper income brackets will get an immediate tax cut from this bill, and there's help for those hurting the most. Unemployment insurance will be increased and extended, and a new program will help those who lose their jobs keep their health insurance. There are some business tax cuts that could spur hiring, increased aid for college students, and money poured into highways and bridges, solar panels, and investment in new clean energy, all aimed at creating jobs.
The White House says the bill would save or create 3.5 million jobs, about as many as the economy has lost since the recession began. Well, some laid-off workers get another shock at the unemployment window. Live to CBS's Jim Taylor. In what way, Jim?
Many of those workers are finding their benefit claims denied, Frank.
Employers are increasingly contesting claims, and workers are increasingly being denied benefits.
Andrew Stettner, National Employment Law Project.
The more claims they can deny, the lower their tax rate.
So employers win about a third of the time, but
when a jobless person whose claim has been challenged by their employer actually finds the free legal services and gets represented, they win 85% of their appeals.
An entire industry now working to help companies deny claims. Frank?
The Labor Department counted 623,000 new claims last week, down slightly from the week before. Retail sales were up in January for the first time in 7 months. Sales rose 1% with a boost from post-holiday price cutting. Home foreclosures fell 10% in January, but RealtyTrack's Rick Sharga says that was largely because of new regulations that slow the process down.
There are so many artificial forces that are constraining foreclosure activity that should be happening right now.
Want to get a smoker to kick the habit? Flash some green. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnetto.
Frank, in a test program, GE workers were paid up to $750 to quit smoking. The New England Journal of Medicine says 15% remain tobacco-free at least a year, three times the number in a group not given incentives. The company so impressed it plans to offer cash for quitting payouts to 152,000 U.S. employees starting next year. It figures the health savings will cover the investment in 3 to 5 years. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnetto, CBS News.
GM bondholders are threatening to force the company into bankruptcy so they won't have to swallow major financial concessions. Auto industry analyst John McElroy.
If the bondholders don't give, the union will not give. The suppliers will not give. The dealers will not give. And then you don't have a deal at all.
S&P futures are down 8 points. This is CBS News.
This Valentine's Day, there are two things you don't want to break: her heart and your budget. So go to Walgreens. With great prices on everything from boxed candy to fragrances and cards, Walgreens has more than enough love to go around. Everything to make your loved one's day. And with thousands of convenient locations, many open 24 hours, Walgreens is just around the corner. So there's one more thing you'll save: time. In every way, Valentine's is sweeter at Walgreens.
Hotels.com gives you a free night for every 10 nights you book. We're basically rewarding business travelers for doing what they already do. It's like giving you a blue ribbon for wearing a tie, a gold medal for shaving, and a lifetime achievement award for putting on pants. So, stay 10 nights in one hotel or one night in 10 different hotels, any combination, and get a free night. Welcome rewards from Hotels.com, the smarter way to book. Join online or call 1-800-2-HOTELS.
Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. I'm Karen Trinidad with an AM 760 local news update. People are often to blame for the problems with coyotes in the suburbs. At a meeting at Jefferson County Wednesday, several wildlife experts said people leave food and trash out or even feed the coyotes, making them more comfortable and less frightened of people. Many local towns have had complaints of recent coyote encounters. Greenwood Village is getting ready to hire a company to kill problem coyotes. iPhones are in high demand, particularly by one man who stole about $70,000 worth of Apple merchandise.
Stole the phones, resold the phones, and pocketed the cash.
Arvada police spokeswoman Susan Medina says the AT&T store on Kipling was one of the targets. Marie Morrow faces a hearing today on whether she should be expelled for having mock rifles in her SUV for her Marine drill team. Morrow is the young Marine drill team commander who was suspended from her Cherokee Trail High School when the mock rifles were found. A spokeswoman for the district says under state law, administrators have no choice but to expel Morrow. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Karen Trinidad. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where it's been a very quiet morning commute, there are no crashes or stalls to really get in your way. A couple surface street issues, but even those weren't really slowing anything down. Volume is kind of building for southbounders on I-25 after 120th towards 84th, then again downtown. We'd seen some delays on 225 as you were making your way past the Parker Curve towards Yosemite. Those are breaking loose already. Westbound 76, a little bit sluggish near 270, and in the high country, slick spots over those higher mountain passes. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hi, I'm Tom Martino. Can't get to the home show? I'll bring the show to you at windowandsidingsale.com. Home show pricing means big savings on windows, siding, and insulation. Find the best deals at windowandsidingsale.com. Hassle-free, windowandsidingsale.com.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from the hood of your car.
Hey, don't worry about your engine, because I got it covered.
Yeah, well, you are the hood, but I'm still going to my Ford dealer.
All right, road trip.
Yeah, the Works Fuel Saver package is only $29.95 or less after a mail-in rebate.
Peanuts.
Oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection.
I can't beat that. Although, I do know a guy.
No, thanks.
Taxes, diesel, and disposal fee extra. See your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for $10 rebate details through 33109.
J. Marvin.
This is the J. Marvin Show.
J. Marvin Show.
Hey, J.
Marvin.
This is the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Remind you about something. The new movie W is out on DVD, and you'd be shocked at the job that Oliver Stone did in matching some of these folks up. Like Richard Dreyfuss, I swear this movie looks like Dick Cheney. It's incredible. Anyway, we're going to give away copies of that. Are we going to do that, John? We're going to do it later this morning. Yeah, we got two to give away, so we'll do that later this morning. AM 760 Progressive Talk, available digitally at am760.net. You can stream, you can get podcasts, or you can send us instant messages. Also, I have a Facebook page, which Steve from Highlands Ranch will not join. We have John Turk's got a Facebook page. Go Left with J. Marvin, or Turn Left with J. Marvin is on there, too. And you can read my blog at jmarvinblog.com. And I don't know about the rest of you, but I love podcasts because you can hear what you want when you want it. And plus, there's a lot of things on this radio station that I miss. I miss simply because I'm doing something else. So I can go back and get it off a podcast and listen to it. And I think that that's a must, that all radio stations should provide podcasts, at least all talk stations. So you can go in and get what you want and download it from what you want. And you're hearing this from a guy who a year ago, John and I had this big discussion on the air a year ago. I didn't get downloading at all. I wasn't into it at all. Now I have, oh man, I can't tell you how many songs I have on my iPod. I've got a ton of them. I've got a ton of songs on my iPod. And I download regularly. Things from AM760.net. Usually stuff from Mario's show. Because I don't catch Mario's show as often as I should. So if I go a day and I don't get it, then what I do is I go over and I get it off there to see what he's got on and to listen to some good radio. So if you don't take advantage of these podcasts, you're really missing. And I have found other oh, John, should I get into this? About this woman? Should I get into it about this woman? Should I talk about her? Should I play a little sample? No, John goes, no, don't do it. Because I've been torturing him all morning with this. Are you saying, John, don't do it?
I must have heard their show open about 50 times between 5 and 6 this morning.
Don't do it.
You digging through, looking for that podcast?
Should I play a little bit of it?
If you must.
No. No, will people be mad if I do it?
No, I don't think so. But Jay thinks this thing is the greatest thing in the world.
Okay, let me explain this before we get to the subject at hand. Have you ever run across something that is so unusual and that some people would say is so bad, but you get hooked into it, like this show? You get hooked into it, you can't stop listening to it, or you can't stop watching it on TV. Have you ever gotten hooked into that? I don't get hooked into many things. I really don't. Except books. I might get hooked into books, but that's all I get hooked into. And I don't see a lot of television. Do you watch a lot of TV? I don't watch a lot of TV. But I found this woman on podcast. I don't know. John, how do you think this is going to come out on the radio? I mean, do you think it'll sound good or will it sound bad?
It'll sound fine. Sounded good in here.
Okay. Okay, this woman's name is Jennifer Stone. We're trying to book her on this show. Jennifer Stone has got to be 75 or 76 years old. She's been at KPFA in Berkeley for God knows how long. And she just gets on the air for 30 minutes or an hour or whatever it is, however long it runs. And I think it runs 30 minutes. And she just talks about whatever's on her mind. She's got this really weird, and I know Mary's at home going, oh, don't do it, Jay. She's got this really weird intro from the Three Penny Opera. I believe it's like the end of the Three Penny Opera. For those of you who don't know what that is, I mean, that's where the song Mac the Knife came from. Okay, anyway, so she's a former stage actress and novelist and essayist, and she comes across really dramatic. Here's a little taste of the opening of her show, including the music. And I hope that I don't lose everybody on the planet. Here we go. Love this.
Drop the shadow.
Here she comes.
Out of sight.
This is Jennifer Stone with Stone's Throw. I guess we're on that mic. Okay. Oh, I'm so glad that Philip got those 20 calls. I suffer the pangs of guilt whenever we have these fundraising marathons because I'm lousy at it. Next week, I think I'll use one of my books, if that's okay. I have to find out about that. This week, I do not have a special premium for you. Next week.
Okay, there. So you get like a little taste of that. See, I like unique things on the radio. And how many unique things are there, really? So I can get that on podcast, just like I get Mario's show. Okay, I've wasted 10 minutes with this. And I'm sure a lot of you are saying, but this guy's really lousy. He wastes 10 minutes on this trivia. All right, 7:13, 13 minutes after 7 here at AM 760, a Progressive Talk, increasing clouds, high today 43. This story has been in the news a lot. As John observed, it seems like this story won't go away, and it's in the news every single day. In some shape or form or whatever it is. Taxpayers, well, first of all, let me tell you, this woman who had these octuplets, okay, I mean, she had octuplets. Can you imagine how do you carry around that many babies at one time? Do you have any female listeners who want to explain that?
She didn't even know she had eight until the birth.
How do you do that? Do you think you just have like 150-pound baby or something?
I bet it's pretty uncomfortable in there.
All right, her name is Nadia Suleiman. Now, she's got 14 children altogether. Here's the big debate. Should a big share of the financial burden of raising her 14 children fall on the shoulders of California taxpayers? This is an estate that already has a money problem. And the state's billions of dollars in the red. Now, this woman's 33 years old. She's single. She's unemployed. And she gave birth to the octuplets last month. And she's been caring for her six other children with the help of $490 a month in food stamps plus Social Security disability payments for three of the youngsters. The public aid has to be increased with the new additions to the family. Now, the idea of public assistance always makes people mad. And they're angry at this woman, this Nadia Suleiman, for her decision to have so many children by having, now listen to this, embryos implanted in her womb. My God, can you imagine that? And people are saying that Suleiman's raising these 14 children, that it's not only going to take a village to do it, but it's going to take the combined resources of county, state, and federal governments. And a lot of folks in California are calling Suleiman's story grotesque. Now, you can't go in there and order her tubes to be tied so she doesn't do this again, because that's unconstitutional. But my question is, if it happened here in Colorado, do you think the state should pay for the care of these kids? Or do you think Nadia ought to find some kind of, I don't know, what do you do in this situation? First of all, you can't limit the amount of people that, amount of kids. You can't limit the amount of kids. You can't do it. I mean, they do it in China, and we find that to be wrong. So you can't do it here. You can't go to somebody, some woman, and say, this is the only amount of kids. John, you look like you want to talk. So go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you know, I've seen a lot of the interviews with her, and, you know, her whole deal is that her plan and her dream is to have as big of a family as she can.
Oh, Lord.
She says she doesn't want to have any more after this. She says she is done.
She is?
Yeah. But, you know, she had the six prior kids in a matter of 5.5 years. There's twins there, which, you know, what was this doctor thinking?
Well, what's the doctor going to do? Is he going to deny her care?
According to most other doctors, he should have, because it's really dangerous to, implant more than two or three embryos.
Oh, you're talking about the implant process. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what I was thinking about was, I was thinking about the delivery business.
No, what the heck was her doctor thinking that kept implanting her with these embryos?
Well, probably thinking about, I don't know, do you have to, I've never been to a fertility clinic, obviously.
I have.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Me and Stacy were having troubles getting pregnant the first time around, so yeah, we're.
All right, do they charge you?
Of course.
Is it expensive?
Yeah, it's not cheap. I had to go to one of those in vitro fertilization seminars, too.
Well, then where did this woman come up with the money?
I don't know where she came up with the money. Student loans is what she's living off of, basically. Student loans and that $490 a month in food stamps that she gets.
I hate to say this about her, but there's something wrong.
No, I definitely think there's something wrong with this woman.
Is she coherent?
Not really. I don't know. I mean, she seems pretty wacky to me.
All right, so should
she doesn't, you know, she wants to be a single mother. She wants to go back to school. Man, I saw, like, the figures of how many diapers that was in a year.
Oh, just these
babies, it's like, you know, like 400-some-odd thousand diapers in a year.
All right, so should the state pay for this?
No.
Well, then what? Then
by
what
her decision?
Well, then what are we going to...
I don't know, man. This is the most, you know, this is the whole thing with...
Well, then what's going to happen?
Healthcare, yeah, you got to take care of the babies. Got to take care of the babies, you know?
So we have no choice.
Yeah.
If it happened here in Colorado, we just have to do it. Yeah, see, I would say the same thing.
You say that, you know, the mom is made a huge mistake and is probably pretty nuts, but we're going to make the kids pay for it?
All right, how about this? They're going to give her a mental competency exam?
Probably needs one.
Man, why don't they throw her in jail and take the kids from her? Oh, but wait a minute, there's nothing to throw her in jail for. All right, this is a real sticky situation, and we'll get to it after John does the traffic. 303-713-7600, if it rings, hang on for dear life. We'll get to you. If you're not participating, get off your half moons, and don't suck free energy off the radio. 719, 19 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John, what's the traffic look like?
Jay, we still have a nice and quiet commute going on as far as accidents are concerned on the freeway systems around Denver and Boulder. Just the usual jams coming down on southbound 25. It's going to be really slow for you up in North Glen from 120th to 84th. Speeds in the teens and 20s there. Rest of the drive not looking really that bad. Pretty normal. Starting to see more traffic heading in on eastbound 36 from Federal to 25. Same deal on for westbounders there on the turnpike from 104th out to Highway 128. Just one crash out there on the surface streets. Let you know about 105th and Washington. Your forecast, partly cloudy, breezy, and cool, a high of 42. Tonight, a chance for light snow in the city. Heavier snowfall expected to the north and east side of town. Denver, Fort Collins, Greeley, and Boulder could see...
Hey guys, Valentine's Day is here. ProFlowers.com has an amazing deal just for online listeners. Get 15% off any flower bouquet plus a free glass vase. ProFlowers prices start at $19.99, so this is a steal. To guarantee Valentine's Day delivery, you must order now. Just click on the banner in your media player or visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone and enter password 15OFF. That's ProFlowers.com, radio microphone, password 15OFF.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SolarRips.com.
This is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
I'm Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
And they'll do it for you. And I should throw in, too, medical malpractice, because that's another problem that a lot of people have. Don't walk away. Don't make the mistake of walking away. There's no need to walk away. Call Mike Turner and Scott Henderson at 303-300-1661. That's 303-300-1661. 800-300-1661. Both these guys are my friends. I cannot recommend them. I just can't give them high enough praise. They're just great guys. And
hi, this is John O.
Whoa. Sorry, John. Check them out on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com. The number again is 303-300-1661.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $499 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should, too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Now recycle any brand of ink or toner cartridge at Staples and get $3 back in Staples Rewards. Recycling limit of 10 per calendar month per customer. Limit one Staples Rewards account per address. For full details, visit StaplesRewards.com.
We are having a political mudslinging contest because the Republicans think they won the election. What they're still hung up on is, do we have enough incentives? Do we have enough tax cuts? Are we doing enough for the top 2%? Folks, we went to that dance for the last 8 years, and they're still playing the same CD.
The Ed Schultz Show, mornings 10 to 1.
The American people are ready for some infrastructure investment.
On AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
Man, we want to lay some pipe!
Yeah, this is how many more times. Maybe we should rename this to how many more babies. Yeah. I could listen to this song all day. You know what? Really. Let's just play it over and over again. I think they're one of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time. I send this out to this woman.
Come on! Be artificially inseminated! How many more times can I have so many kids I can all haul them around in a semi-truck?
All right, so 7:26, 26 minutes after 7. Increasing clouds, high today, 43. What do we do with this woman who's been artificially inseminated, and she has now got 14 children? What do you do? Taxpayers pay for this? She just had octuplets on top of the six kids she already had. Here's Doug in Westminster. Doug, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
I think it's disgusting.
Well, I think a lot of people think it's disgusting.
I think it's disgusting, sick, and rude that she'd do something so stupid. She's on welfare. Is this correct? Is she working?
She's not on what you would call welfare, but she gets assistance by receiving food stamps. Also, I believe she gets some form of Medicaid.
Man. You know, this is going to go out of the bounds, and I don't care. Women out there, a lot of women just lay down and have as many kids as they can get because it's more bank.
But that's usually not the case. I mean, this is an exception to the case. What you're spouting out there is a talking point, because that's not really the case with women who have kids. They don't have them because they want to end up on welfare or what we used to call aid to dependent children. They don't want to end up in that situation. But a lot of times they're stuck in that situation due to economic circumstances, and also because the man takes off.
I'll give you a phone number to my buddy in Missouri. He knows many women out there that are told at age 16 to just get with the program. The mothers are disgusting when they teach their children how to have more kids and get more money.
But you know what? Wait a minute, Doug.
Oh, I'm mad as hell.
Well, okay, fine, but calm down. You can get mad, but you got to calm down, or else I'll zip you. All right, let me start again. You may have a friend in Missouri who's got an observation, but realistically, how many women do you think there are in this country? Now, your friend can't know every single woman and every single woman's circumstance. And there are a lot of women who, here's what ends up happening. They end up getting pregnant. And what ends up happening is the guy ends up taking off. Or they run into a situation where, economically, they cannot afford to take care of their child or children. Or now you've got a situation with this economy where a lot of people on the lower end of the economic scale, they're simply out of jobs. What are you going to do?
I agree with you. I agree with you 100% on that, Jay. Don't get me wrong on that. I think welfare is a fantastic program. When I was very little, we needed it. My parents could not work. We needed that, okay? But, yeah, my buddy out there, and there's a lot of people out there that know women that just have kids to get more
welfare. But it's not a significant amount to really make a difference, and it's a talking point that is irrelevant because there is not enough women to make it a major factor and a major issue. And if you think that I'm wrong, go check out the statistics because you can find them, and they're there. There are numerous articles written about this fallacy. And this whole thing dates back to Ronald Reagan and the welfare queen business,
false.
which is false.
No, it's not.
Well, I'm sorry. All right, then you know what? I can direct you to articles that will debunk what you're saying. There's been articles in the New York Times. There's been articles in the Washington Post, Los Angeles Times, the Chicago Tribune, the Orange County Register. There have been numerous articles on this fact. And you fail to take into the fact, look, if you're going to assign responsibility to anybody, it ought to be the man who gets these women pregnant and then takes off.
That's
number one. And then number two, but what you're saying is that women are getting pregnant so that they simply can collect welfare and not go to work. And there are a lot of single working mothers, and they don't make enough money.
Nothing against that, Jay. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing against what you said. You're exactly right. But yes, don't be fooled that there is a portion of them out there that.
Yeah, but
that.
How much? I mean, there's a portion, but there's a portion of people who do a lot of things. Okay, there's a portion of people who do a lot of things. You know what, Doug? I hear you sighing in the background. How about I make this invitation to you? You go to work to find your statistics. I'll go to work to find mine, and then we'll compare notes. And I'll guarantee you, having discussed this now for 20 years, okay, I guarantee you that you'll lose out.
What do we do in this case?
Well, I don't have an answer. I mean, you know what? You can make the case that as a child, that as a taxpayer, why would you pay child support for 14 kids? But on the other hand, then you got to look at it another way. Okay, here's the other way to look at it. The other way to look at it is it the kids' fault?
Oh, the kids have to come number one in this issue.
All right, so what are you going to do?
That's the catch-22, my friend. We got to take care of them, and I'm all for that. But I just find it just appalling that a lot of that happens. And the numbers...
A lot of it does not. You know what?
A lot of it
you know
doesn't,
what?
But a lot does.
No, but a lot
and
doesn't.
The kids come
not
first.
Enough. Not, you know what? Not enough to make it. Not enough to make it a talking point. And if I have to go at the 8 o'clock news and look this stuff up, I'll look up the numbers. And I'll give them to you. Because there's a Center for Disease Control in Atlanta that keeps the information.
Okay.
There's the Census Bureau in the United States that keeps the information. There have been numerous studies conducted on this that debunk this myth. Because there's a portion of any group in society that is not going to do the right and moral thing. That they're going to do what is immoral. They're going to try to game or scam the system. But it isn't enough of a factor compared to all the other women, all the other working mothers, all the other single women who end up in a situation where they've got kids and they need help. It doesn't add up. Your numbers statistically do not add up is what I'm telling you.
Well, the kids come first in this, all 14 of them, and the mother's been taking care of 6 of them. What do you do in a case like that?
Really? I don't have an answer. I mean, I wish I had an answer for you. I don't. The only answer I can give you is yeah, the taxpayer's got to pay because of the kids. As far as the mother goes, I don't know what to do about her. You can't tie her tubes. That's unconstitutional.
No.
So what are you going to do? You're stuck.
It's the worst situation for children.
You know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. It's aggravating. It's bad. There are no good solutions. But it plays off the idea like the woman at McDonald's.
I know.
With the hot cup of coffee.
Yep.
It stands out, but it's not the norm.
All right. Well, I'll let you go. Get some other callers in here, and we'll talk at you later, buddy.
All right, Douglas. Have a good day.
See ya.
Let's go to Becky in Erie. Becky, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah, I think the doctor ought to be responsible. What's the difference of some man impregnating her or the doctor? How irresponsible is he for doing this?
Well, I think I think you got a good point. I mean, what about the clinic that put in the artificial insemination?
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. It's like this is just totally irresponsible. It's like if he knew this was going on, from what I understand, I don't know if that's true, he's the one that implanted all 14 embryos or he got her pregnant the 14 times or something. It's like,
right.
Why isn't he taking care of him? This is his responsibility now. It falls on him, not on the taxpayers.
Well, how about this idea? How about that the clinic has to come up with the money?
Yeah. Well, and the doctor had to know what was going on, too. I mean, there's a lot more people responsible. Taxpayers. That's just amazing. I can't even believe that somebody would allow that to happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, what are you? What was this woman thinking?
Yeah. Wait till they're all teenagers.
Oh Lord, I don't even contemplate that idea.
Yeah.
I wonder about this, and I don't know what the law says, but I wonder about this. If she had six kids to start with, and she was 33 years old, she was single, and she was unemployed, and then she turns around and gives birth to octuplets, that's an irresponsible move on her part.
Oh, exactly.
Should the kids be taken away from her?
Well,
Because she shows poor judgment and lack of responsibility.
Yeah, I haven't gone down that road. That's something to think about. That's a tough call.
All right, Becky, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it.
Bye.
Okay. I didn't mean to get so argumentative with Doug. Doug, you know I love you. Every time I get heated, I feel bad. It's because I feel passionate about a lot of these things. But I gotta learn to control myself. Okay. We'll take more of your calls on this. But first, Mr. Turk at 7:35, 35 minutes after the hour, will give us the traffic rundown. John?
Jake got a new crash that is definitely going to hang you up coming in from Boulder into Denver, eastbound 36th at Federal. Three cars involved in this one. Already seeing delays back into Westminster at Sheridan Boulevard. Rest of the drive looking pretty standard. We do have some traffic traveling westbound on 36 as well from Sheridan to around Church Ranch. Speeds in the 30s and 40s in that stretch. Southbound 25, stop and go in North Glen. Also busy downtown after I-70. Another crash to avoid, 105th. And Washington. Your forecast, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 40s. Chance of snow tonight and tomorrow morning. Small accumulations, though. Right now, 22 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Valentine's Day is this Saturday, and King Soopers has everything you need to make your sweetie smile. Pick up a dozen fresh roses or a Valentine's Day bouquet.
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says rivet?
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
Hey, I need an oil change.
We don't do that, but we can rebuild your engine.
But I need an oil change.
Okay, we'll rotate your tires.
Getting what you need isn't always as easy as it should be. So it's nice to know that with Radio Shack's helpful advice and great selection of phones and plans, you'll get exactly what you're looking for.
Oh, you know what would look killer? Racing stripes.
Get the Samsung Instinct from Sprint for just $49.99 with qualifying new 2-year agreement on everything plan with data at Radio Shack.
Good through 2/14/09. Excludes taxes. Subject to $36 activation, up to $200 early termination fees, credit approval, and deposit. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Green is in, right? Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cars that can be planted to bloom into wildflowers, you can find that perfect Valentine's gift for your eco-lover. Visit them at the corner of 32nd and Tejon, or save gas and earn karmic offset credits by shopping online at DragonflyEcoGoods.com. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
Thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years' experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
Gerard Menard or Johnny Mays or Isaac Harris or any of the great folks out of Rockies, they'll take care of you. They want to see your trade, too, by the way. And they've been open, or they're open, rather, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. And don't forget, too, that they've got solid lines of credit. These are non-predatory lending institutions that are right there, and they want to do business with you. So Rockies Autos, they're right there. Well, he was right there twice. Okay, they're located at the historic, well, then I got to say location twice. Location at 63rd and Federal.
This is Ed McCaffrey, and I'm talking today with Dr. Jennifer Clark, podiatrist and Goodfeet Medical Director. Dr. Clark, what's the most common request you get from Goodfeet customers?
Lots of people ask for something soft and spongy to put in their shoes. One man actually had five of those drugstore gel cushions in his shoes when he walked through the door, and his feet were still killing him.
So what did you tell him?
I told him all those gel cushions weren't helping him one bit. I explained that to remove the pressure causing pain, he needed support, not padded cushions. A cushion might provide some momentary relief, but for long-term relief, nothing beats Goodfeet arch support.
Did he give Goodfeet a try?
Yes, he did. And even before he left the store, his pain was gone.
Get up to $50 off your purchase of the Goodfeet Arch Support System during Goodfeet's winter sale. But time's running out. The sale ends February 28th. Call 1-877-620-3338 for the store nearest you. That's 877-620-FEET for Goodfeet, America's number one arch support.
Hi, this is Jim McCann. This Valentine's, give her something to talk about.
Now through Thursday, 1-800-Flowers.com is offering 18 long-stem multicolored roses, plus a beautiful Valentine vase and a box of gourmet chocolates, all for only $29.99. Just click on the radio icon to get this offer. Surprise her at work or home with flowers that will last all week, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Valentine's is coming up, so call or visit 1-800-Flowers.com today.
Pick the best. We always do.
The National Disaster Search Dog Foundation is dedicated to strengthening the nation's emergency preparedness network by providing highly trained canine firefighter search teams to find people buried alive in the wreckage of disasters. We never know when disaster is going to strike, but thanks to the generosity of countless supporters, our search and rescue teams will be on the scene. Please be a part of the search. To contribute, call 1-888-459-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org.
Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying how much you love me. Having my baby.
This has to be one of the most disgusting songs of all time. And this is not the only version of this song either, by the way.
I can see it.
For somebody, I can't remember. I can't remember who they are.
I can see it in your eyes.
Who did this in country music? So even if you weren't rock, even if you weren't working in pop radio at the time, or rock and roll radio, or top 40 radio as they used to call it back in the good old days, you still had to suffer with this song. 7:42, 42 minutes after 7 on AM 760, a progressive talk, increasing clouds. High today, 43. Jay Marvin with you, but it is apropos for the topic, which is this woman, Nadia Suleiman, who had 14 children, octuplets, and she already had, what, six kids before this started? And it was artificial insemination. Okay, who's going to pay for this? The state? And you can't tag it on some guy because he's not around. Here's Christine in Westminster. Christine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, just a little background about her. She raised the money or earned the money working as a healthcare worker to have the IVF, the 6 months before. But I think in regards to her, it makes me sad that people are talking so negatively about her at this point, because if you think of postpartum depression and all the stuff that's going to go on now when she gets all 14 in this house, she needs as much support as possible. And I know what she did was irresponsible, but just talking badly about her and having such isn't going to help matters. So she has to deal with this issue now. In regards to the welfare situation, if child protective services are going to have to be involved making sure that these kids are not neglected and are well taken care of, and if they're not, they're going to end up going in foster homes, and then the state's going to end up paying anyway. So that's just...
Well, I think one of the reasons people are upset about this, I know this one of the reasons why I kind of shake my head and say, what is this woman thinking?
Right.
Is that we're all pushed monetarily. We're all up against the wall. Most of us are under pressure. Most of us are fried in one way or the other. And you get up and you read this in the paper and you think to yourself, good Lord, I mean, come on, use some common sense.
Absolutely.
And you can't do anything about it because, like I've been saying all morning, you can't tie your tubes. That's unconstitutional. So if there was a man involved in this, you could go after him because there's a ton of deadbeat dads out there. And there's women who go through this all the time. They may not have 14 kids, but they go through it all the time because the men don't pony up. And you know what? Even if they do pony up, then they're SOBs on top of it and make it difficult. So, and I'm not saying that there's women who are angels either, but what are you going to do here? I mean, I think that's why people shake their heads and say, you know, what the hell's going on here?
Absolutely. It's an unfortunate situation, and she shouldn't have gotten herself in this at all. But what I'm saying is talking badly about her now isn't going to help it. And, yeah, there's no dad. They're the father, but he has no responsibility at all. She already made that known. So
if there's a man involved in her life, because it indicates here that she's single. But if there's a man involved in her life, geez, why didn't the guy say something to her like, you know, you really don't want to do this, and this is irresponsible?
Yep, absolutely. And the doctor, again, maybe there might be something criminal that he did. I don't know the laws. But all the other fertility doctors that I've seen on the TV shows say that he shouldn't have implanted the 6 embryos. And each time for all 5 of her pregnancies, she had 6 embryos implanted.
Well, you know what the bottom line here is? The bottom line is we got to take care of the kids. That's the bottom line. Whether we like it or not, that's what we're going to have to do.
Yep. Well, have a good day, Jay.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Let's go to Nancy in Arvada. Nancy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Listen, remember those 5 babies that were born out in Canada in the 30s? The young, I don't know what they call 5, but they were... The Canadian government took over and made them wards of the state, okay?
Right.
Because they got the 5 baby girls, but they had a bunch of other kids before that. And guaranteed in the 30s, nobody took fertility drugs. And another thing, I think this woman wants attention. I think she thought, well, if I have all these babies, I'll make millions, I'll get on TV and tell my story, they'll make a movie. That's what she's thinking, but I think the state should take over. And not only that, women were not made to have 8 babies, like puppies or something, and there's going to be health problems with those babies because they're so tiny, and she's already got 3 at home that have, you know, problems, so it's just a mess. I think they need to go after the fertility clinic, let them pay up on some of this.
Well, the first point you raised about her, trouble is, wonder if you can use bad judgment as a reason to take kids. Like, in other words, if she uses bad judgment, which she obviously does, would you take the kids away from her like they did in Canada? I don't know if there's grounds here to do that.
See, I don't think it was the bad judgment. I just think that the family had so many other kids that they were unable to care for them. But I just think it's crazy. I think she was suffering from depression. I think she's a mental case.
Well, we don't know that because she's never had a psychological evaluation that I know of. At least it doesn't report that in the news. And yeah, you know, if you have psychological problems, then you're prone to do all kinds of things. Like, if you're bipolar, manic depressive, or you're manic depressive, you have a tendency to, like, spend a lot of money, engage in other kinds of, like, really hyped up behavior. And then, of course, you come down on the other side, and then it's deep, deep, deep depression. So you've got those things going for you. This is one of the reasons why I always preach the idea that if we had serious mental health in schools where we could screen kids and take care of them before they get out into the world as young adults and then start to have problems, we would save ourselves a lot of money on the back end, even though we'd have to spend some money on the front end. And there'd be people out there who think that psychiatry and all this kind of stuff is witchcraft. But I go back to what you said before, which I think is a very important point. Do you take the kids away from her? But if you do, what kind of case do you build?
Well, listen, Jay, you're talking about manic depressives and bipolar. My son-in-law committed suicide, and he was bipolar. And he never sought help. It was hard for my daughter, but his son was 20 years old, and just my grandson, it just broke my heart for him. I mean, I still cry, and this happened 7 years ago.
I understand. You know, that's really a rough thing to go through, and being bipolar, manic depressive myself, it just infuriates me that we have no serious discussion about mental health in this country, that we either hide it or act as if it doesn't exist, or you think that it's some kind of, I don't know how to express this, and it's just infuriating. And, you know, this is 2009. What the hell are we doing here? And maybe this woman does have a problem, and maybe she does. And maybe what they ought to do is they ought to order up a psychiatric examination for her. But in the end, the state and the taxpayers are going to have to pay because it's the kids first, her second.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. You can't take it out on the kids. I mean, I know that. Okay, off the subject, Jay, can I just ask you one quick question?
Yeah, if you make it real quick, because I got
to
get...
You live in Illinois. Okay. To this day, it drives me nuts. Adlai Stevenson made a concession speech years ago before I could vote, and I can't remember all of it, but it began with, I'm like a little boy who stubbed his toe. Maybe a caller can fill in the rest of it.
Yeah, either that or we'll go look it up. Hey.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Thanks for the call.
Sally.
All right, looking things up. Yeah, 7:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Turk looks up traffic.
Jay got a new crash westbound I-70 just west of Quebec, actually. Going to make it really tough moving across the elevated deck there on I-70. Already seeing stop-go jams coming out of Aurora at 225. Northbound 225 also starting to fill up there around Colfax. Also seeing the normal jams coming southbound there out of Aurora. Parker Road to I-25 showing speeds in the teens. Got another crash out there to avoid. This also creating some pretty big backups. Eastbound Turnpike at Federal, seeing the jams going all the way back past Sheridan there in Westminster. We do have one more crash out there, 105th in Washington, and this one just coming down as well. Northbound Santa Fe at Union there in Inglewood. Your forecast, partly cloudy, breezy, and cool at the high of 42. Should get some snow in the city this evening. Most of that, or the heavier stuff, supposed to fall to the north and east side of town. Just about 1 to 4 inches, though. Your current downtown temperature, 23 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Through the Kohl's Kids Who Care Scholarship Program, Kohl's plans to recognize over 2,000 kids with scholarships and prizes.
Hey guys, Valentine's Day is here. ProFlowers.com has an amazing deal just for online listeners. Get 15% off any flower bouquet plus a free glass vase. ProFlowers prices start at $19.99, so this is a steal. To guarantee Valentine's Day delivery, you must order now. Just click on the banner in your media player or visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone and enter password 15 off. That's ProFlowers.com, radio microphone, password 15 off.
Are you planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include
testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
Learn to play the piano in just 8 weeks with the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method at Pianos and Pianos. Limited spaces are currently available for this 8-week course at half the price of regular private lessons. This proven method guarantees that you'll be playing exciting song styles like classical, movie themes, rock, new age, blues, jazz, and much more. Call Pianos and Pianos at 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Waited long enough. Do that new kitchen with Denver's premier kitchen remodeler, Platte River Kitchens. From concept to plans to a beautiful completed kitchen, saving you money, time, and hassle. A firm believer in green technology that doesn't cost you more. Visit them at Colorado Garden and Home Show February 7th to the 15th, booth 2343. Stop by for a free gift. Platte River Kitchens, booth 2343. 303-300-9087. 300-9087.
Off 19 at 8:14, and the Russell is sitting at 4:40, down almost 8. So, you know, it's just not liking, I think, the stimulus kinds of stuff.
So it's not the stimulus package is not helping. Okay, I think people should know this, that when you say bipolar in the market, what we're talking about is up, down, up, down, up, down, up,
yeah.
down. And it's like an uncalm sea. Now, if people are sitting out there and they are not doing something about their portfolio, they are relying on the management that doesn't seem to be proactive, that they seem to be reactive, I think the thing to do is to call you at Presidential Brokerage, and that number is 303-749-2770. That's 303-749-2770. And get an expert helmsman at the wheel of your portfolio. Of course, I should say helmswoman, right, Marla? Did you go away, Marla? Oh. Did you hear that last part, Marla, right? Okay, she took off. That was my fault. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Top of the hour, I'm going to bang my head against the wall. 7:55, 55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, just picking and grinning.
How to remove cash from a can of paint. Step 1, go to the Home Depot. Step 2, get $5 off all 1-gallon cans and $20 off all 5-gallon buckets of beautiful bare paint. Step 3, put color on your walls and all the cash you saved in your wallet.
The Home Depot has lowered the price on the paint supplies you need most. And now get $5 off all 1-gallon cans and $20 off all 5-gallon buckets of Behr paint. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through 216, U.S. only. See store for details.
We're back with coin expert Bill Gale. Now, Bill, I've been drooling over something called a silver $100 union.
Oh, you have good taste.
It's big, it's hefty. And the shine.
The shine is like nothing else on earth. You know, the $100 union was proposed by George T. Morgan, who designed the Morgan Silver Dollar. It was to be the largest coin ever in both size and denomination, and it might never have been seen.
What happened?
The sketches were recently discovered deep in the archives of the Smithsonian, and the New York Mint was authorized to release a limited number of $100 unions in gleaming proof silver. I know they're offering free information and a free collector's DVD, too.
How do we get our hands on that free DVD?
I'd say call the New York Mint. I have a number you can call.
Thanks. Okay, listeners, for free information and a free collector's DVD, call 1-800-600-5527. That's 1-800-600-5527. 1-800-600-5527.
Who's ready to hear some fun facts about GEICO? All right, let's give it a go, shall we? First, over 3 million drivers switched to GEICO last year. Second, GEICO received a customer satisfaction rate of 97%. Third, GEICO has been providing car insurance for over 70 years.
Whoa, hold up a tick. These aren't fun facts at all. These are financially sound facts. We've been duped.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Okay, coming up next, we're going to talk health care in the state of Colorado. And by the way, here's some really great news. 63% reject Darwin's theory of evolution. I'll see you at the Denver Zoo, where I can find my relatives.
I suspect that you've heard the economy is tightening, that it's time to cut costs without compromising services or image. How? Intelligent office, a prestigious office, a la carte, and smart staff, a la carte. You choose fits your budget, every budget, chosen for your specific needs. Human and technological resources directed by you to do the routine so you get more time for the important. Smart people trained to handle your customers your way and capture new ones. All day, every day, for maybe a buck and a half an hour. It's the better way to have a professional office and a professional staff. But you have to see it to put it together your way. There are 45 intelligent offices. Find the one nearest you at intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent office.
Payment so you can get and stay debt-free. Think about it. No more credit card payments. No more creditors calling. Stop throwing money away and start eliminating your credit card debt. Call Credit One Debt Solutions today for free information. 1-800-733-1744. For your free information, call 1-800-733-1744. That's 1-800-733-1744.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani, and we have breaking news from Washington. A court ruling is just in on the role of childhood vaccines in autism. Live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnetto.
Frank, in a huge blow to efforts to connect vaccinations to autism, a federal court has just issued three separate rulings rejecting any link. Three groups of parents were seeking compensation, arguing that early childhood MMR vaccinations triggered the disorder in their children. In all, 4,800 families have made such claims. In these important cases, the special masters expressed empathy for the parents' plight, but said the evidence doesn't support an autism link. Frank?
A fresh reading on the economy is out, and it shows a glimmer of hope. The government says retail sales were up in January for the first time in 7 months. Economist Kenneth Malin says it's a start, but the economy has a long way to go.
What you're seeing now is maybe because of some January white sales, you're clearing out the inventory, lowering prices. You've seen just a little bit of a recovery from a terrible December.
Wall Street is having a terrible morning. The Dow Industrial Average now is down 201 points. President Obama travels to Peoria today for another event to keep building support for the economic stimulus bill that could clear Congress by tomorrow. Mayor Jim Ardis hopes the plan will help some of the 22,000 Caterpillar heavy equipment makers who've been laid off.
Caterpillar here in Peoria is about 9% of our workforce. We're very hopeful that some people get to go back to work.
Now, the stimulus bill features tax cuts and government spending to save or create jobs by putting money in the hands of consumers and businesses. The Labor Department says 623,000 workers filed new unemployment claims last week. That was down 8,000 from the week before. The number of employers challenging benefit claims is going up. In some cases, they can show that a worker was fired for cause or left on his or her own and doesn't qualify for a check. But labor lawyer Andrew Stettner says it can also be an attempt to save money, since the law requires employers to pay into the benefit pool.
You want to get rid of somebody, you try to make them break a rule. You zap them for not calling in or, you know, not wearing the uniform right. This is one more incentive to companies to do that.
Bernard Madoff's alleged swindle could be hazardous to your health, CBS's Jim Taylor explains.
A lot of the money lost in that alleged $50 billion Ponzi scheme was funding health and science research, funding in the hundreds of millions of dollars, and it's all gone. Wall Street Journal reporting endowments drying up for everything from diabetes research to palliative care. And it comes at a bad time. It's not like there's going to be a government bailout. Grants from the National Institutes of Health remaining relatively flat for the past 5 years.
Damage from powerful wind gusts has left thousands of homes from the Great Lakes to the east without power. Same-sex couples can't get married in some states, but they can go to City Hall and ask for a marriage license to register a protest. That's what they're doing in cities across the country. Hundreds were turned away in New York this morning, some left with signs saying, just not married. This is CBS News.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from the hood of your car.
Hey, don't worry about your engine, because I got it covered.
Yeah, well, you are the hood, but I'm still going to my Ford dealer.
All right, road trip.
Yeah, the Works Fuel Saver package is only $29.95 or less after a mail-in rebate.
Peanuts.
Oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection.
I can't beat that. Although, I do know a guy.
No, thanks.
Taxes, diesel, and disposal fee extras. See your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for $10 rebate details through 331-09.
How to remove cash from a can of paint. Step 1, go to the Home Depot. Step 2, get $5 off all 1-gallon cans and $20 off all 5-gallon buckets of beautiful Behr paint. Step 3, put color on your walls and all the cash you saved in your wallet.
The Home Depot has lowered the price on the paint supplies you need most. And now get $5 off all 1-gallon cans and $20 off all 5-gallon buckets of Behr paint. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through 216, U.S. only. See store for details.
Good morning. I'm Karen Trinidad with an AM 760 local news update. Cherry Creek School District administrators are meeting right now with Senior Marie Morrow and her attorney David Lane to decide whether she should be expelled for having mock rifles in her car. Morrow is the commander of the Young Marines drill team who was suspended because the rifles were found in her SUV outside of the high school. Lane says the district shouldn't apply the law against weapons in this case.
There's a radical difference between a kid who says with his buddies, oh, let's go scare everybody at school with some fake guns, and, you know, does that as opposed to a Marine drill team member who leaves these props in her car, isn't out there threatening anyone.
Morrow's been accepted to the Merchant Marines. Colorado legislators are counting on some of that stimulus money to help them balance the state budget. The Joint Budget Committee agreed to factor in about $100 million in extra Medicaid money to help them deal with a $600 million shortfall. Denver police says there's not enough evidence to charge a woman accused of stealing narcotic painkillers and a pump device from an Iraqi war vet who was in a hospital for surgery. 59-year-old Linda Coolamore was arrested January 30th in Weld County. Investigators thought she was the woman seen on surveillance photos at Presbyterian St. Luke's Medical Center. But now detectives investigating the case say they don't have enough evidence to pursue charges against her. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Karen Trinidad. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, you'll need to watch out for a couple different crashes, one of them on the westbound side of I-70. This is after Quebec. The other one's on the turnpike involving three cars at Federal. It's on the Denverbound side. The rest of the highways are going to be busy as you're out and about, like southbound 2 1/4 after Parker Road towards DTC. Speeds through that stretch are going to drop into the teens. That's taken about 20 minutes to drive through there. Heavy pockets on C-470 as well across Highlands Ranch. That's starting right around I-25 to Wadsworth and vice versa. Surface street crash in the cleanup stages, Santa Fe and Union involving four cars. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Dip into Peak's Chocolate Lounge at the Hyatt Regency this Valentine's weekend. Celebrate in a romantic setting overlooking the city lights and indulge in...
The tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 Till 2. 10 Till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced, college-educated, part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 Till 2. The time is now.
Although I do know a guy.
No, thanks.
Taxes, diesel, and disposal fee extras. See your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for $10 rebate details through 331-09.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, no, 7 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 and Progressive Talk, increasing clouds, high today 43. Okay, we're going to talk healthcare this hour. Not only are we going to talk about it, but we're also going to take your questions, too. Let's welcome to the studio Professor Thomas Russell. No relation to Tom Russell, who will be here April the 4th. He's Vice President of Healthcare for all of Colorado. That's HCAC, and has worked with State Representative John Kefalas of Fort Collins and State Senator Joyce Foster of Denver to craft legislation that will lead to health care for every Colorado resident while reducing the total cost of health care. Now, the bill has an impressive list of co-sponsors in both chambers of the Colorado legislature, And Tom Russell is an attorney and a professor at the DU Law School, so if I don't treat him right, he'll sue me. Right?
Thanks, Jay. Thanks for having me in the studio today. I don't think I need to worry about a lawsuit here.
What kind of lawyer are you, by the way?
Well, I'm admitted here and in California. I have a little practice where I represent injured people and wrangle with insurance companies on their behalf. And then at the law school, I teach torts, I teach contracts, and I also teach American legal history, which all of which are relevant to this healthcare discussion.
Yeah, two of my best friends do exactly what you do, too. Okay, let's start with healthcare. Now, you know that when you talk about healthcare for all Coloradoans, you know the first thing that's going to come up, and I'm sure it has come up. Tom, you're a socialist.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that sort of charge is leveled. What we're interested in, healthcare for all Colorado wants to do is first focus on the cost of healthcare, and then focus on access to healthcare and provide access to healthcare. We don't think that the government needs to be the entity that does that. We do think that the state could facilitate the creation of a public structure that delivers healthcare to every Colorado.
All right, let me ask you, what kind of public structure?
Well, for healthcare for all Colorado, and a lot of what this bill does is it focuses on the cost of healthcare. So the existing problem with regard to healthcare, among the existing problems, is there are so many payors that the administrative cost of healthcare just multiplies rapidly. And what we would like to do is simplify the billing and payment systems for healthcare, essentially by rolling the money into one source that could provide the payments for healthcare. We don't want to change the entire healthcare system. The biggest focus is to rationalize the payment system.
Okay, so I have to tell you, and if you listen to the show, you know, I mean, I favor universal healthcare. But then I openly, excuse me, that's a cold I can't get rid of, speaking of healthcare. I mean, I openly admit that I'm a socialist, so, a democratic socialist. Not a socialist Democrat, which would be the other way around, but anyway, never mind about that. Universal health care, I mean, a lot of people feel strongly about this, but it seems to me that it would be almost impossible to get any kind of universal health care structure in the state of Colorado. There'd just be too much resistance to it. And number two, how do you propose to get this done when you know the insurance companies and Big Pharma have a lock on the legislature?
Well, there are a lot of questions there, Jay, and as a law professor, I'm used to answering in 50 or 100-minute increments, so
take as much time as you want.
I'll try to narrow it down just a little bit. The first thing to say is what we want to do is have a healthcare system that's appropriate for Colorado, that's uniquely Coloradan, that's maybe even Western in some of its flavor. We think that with the existing structure of state government, we could create an entity that's separate from state government, that into which, for example, Medicare money, Medicaid money, and some of the private money that is now spent is collected and then spent more efficiently out of that. And again, notice that I'm not saying that the doctors would become state doctors. We don't envision anything like that. Kaiser would continue to exist, of course. Rocky Mountain Health Plans would continue to exist. The Denver Health Plan. Denver Health really does terrific work down there, and I think that Dr. Gabeau, their CEO, kind of doesn't tell everybody enough what a great job they're doing. But we're simply talking about simplifying the payment mechanism. That's the first part of it. And then there are other ways that we think we could deliver or facilitate better care for Coloradans as well.
But, you know, this stuff is really hard to discuss when you're in a situation where you go to the pharmacy and your copay is like $3,000 per couple. No, $3,000 per spouse. And you're walking away with pharmaceutical bills of like $1,200. I mean, people are crying out for some degree of relief.
Let me say, Jay, I was listening, I think it was last week, when you told a story about picking up a prescription for yourself and your wife, and there was a woman at the pharmacy that you went to crying because she couldn't afford the copay.
Yeah, Mary saw that.
That's just wrong. We believe that there is enough money that we're already spending in Colorado, that we could provide health care to everybody in the state, and we could eliminate those problems. If we spend the money that we're already spending and spend it more efficiently, then we can accomplish that end. But
all right, how would you do this? How would you do this? If I turned around to you and said, okay, go ahead, do this. How would you put the nuts and bolts of this together, and how would it work for the average Coloradoan?
So you're giving me the power to do this? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Okay. I'm saying, okay, you know what? So let's say you go to the legislature. Everybody signs on to it and goes, okay, you get votes passed. You get it so you can do it. How would you, what are the nuts and bolts of it, and how does it work for the average, how would it work for the average Coloradoan?
Right. Okay, there are two parts. I mean, what we have, Representative Kefalas has introduced a bill, House Bill 1273, called the Colorado Guarantee Health Care Act, and I'll just talk in terms of that. What that does is creates an authority that's going to spend some time designing this system. But I think you've just given me the power, so let's pretend I'm designing that system. The first things that I would do is I'd get permission from the federal government to put the Medicare money into a place where we can use it to fund the system that we're creating. Second, do that with Medicaid money and with some other federal money. Then I would want to have money from employers. One of our goals here is to decouple, to detach this requirement that you have that if you lose your job, you lose your health care. That doesn't make any
sense. So you'd take the COBRA aspect of it out.
Well, the COBRA aspect and the fact that health insurance now and coverage for health care is tied to employment for so many Americans, that doesn't make a bit of sense. It's an oddity, as you probably know, or I'd be happy to explain, of the New Deal and of World War II.
Well, it's a holdover from World War II, where they decided to put a wall up between communism and capitalism, and so what they did was they turned around and shifted the burden onto employers instead of the state.
Well, that's it exactly. And then another aspect of it is that there were wage and price controls at the time, and in order to get around those, an employer could not give you a higher wage, but instead gave you extra benefits. So that's part of what led to this. It was simultaneously a way to keep the state from providing health care, and then also a kind of workaround around some of the laws at the time. So our emphasis is on cost, access to the system, and a goal is to detach employment and insurance. Employers, we think, still should have a role in helping to fund this system, and they're not reluctant to do that. But
are you sure they're not reluctant to do it?
Well, we've been, a lot of what Healthcare for Colorado has been doing lately is meeting with Republican businessmen to talk about their concerns, and we've just had terrific exchanges with them, I have to say. They're not unwilling to participate in funding it, but they don't want to be in charge of the plans. They spend, in small businesses, 60 to 80 hours of executive time every year trying to pick the right plan. They have to interview their employees and find out what's wrong with all of them, and they hate that. They hate doing that. It's just too much time for them.
Boy, you know what? Okay, I'm going to be quiet. I don't want to get partisan. Go, keep going.
Well, I'll tell you, it's been eye-opening for us, too, because we're working in a bipartisan way there. That's been very interesting because it's a different dialogue and one that's impressive to us, I think. So we would like to get the existing public money, which is either about half of what we spend on healthcare, or depending on how you figure it, it might be about 60% of what we already spend on healthcare. So if people think that public spending on healthcare is socialism, then we're halfway or more there already. But I'm not going to go down that road. But we'd like to have money from private employers, and then also I think a premium that could come from individuals, probably based on income, something along those lines, and the details would be worked out. They aren't fully fleshed out. Put that into an existing system, and then use that to have a simplified payment system for physicians, for medical providers, for nurses, for advanced practice nurses, for all those groups. How would it look different for the average person? I think on the day we switched to this system, many people wouldn't experience any change at all. You might be part of a Kaiser plan. You might be working at King Soopers and have your health care through a plan that they've selected. You might be working with part of the Rocky Mountain Health Plan or at Denver Health. And you wouldn't notice anything except at the back end, the payment would have been simplified, and a lot of the administrative costs would be reduced. you might get simpler bills. You wouldn't get bills, or you might get statements that would be simpler to understand, and you wouldn't see the kind of complicated and incomprehensible bills that you get today.
All right. We'll continue with this. 818, 18 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And Tom Russell is with us. Thomas Russell, he is involved with HCAC, which is Healthcare for All of Colorado. As a matter of fact, he's the vice president, and we'll talk to him some more. Right now at 818, 18 minutes after 8, Turk will pull the trigger on traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Still working this crash. Westbound I-70 just after Quebec. It is blocking the far right-hand lane, causing some major backups there into Aurora at 225. Northbound 225 also bunching up there as you're trying to get out of that Aurora corridor there after Colfax. Other jams, northbound I-25 now really bunching up from University to Alameda. Same deal on southbound 225 there, approaching the Tech Center after Parker Road. We're also working this four-vehicle crash northbound Santa Fe at Union, so things really sluggish there in Inglewood. Your forecast, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 40s. Chance of snow.
These days, your budget's really feeling the heat. But Family Fun doesn't have to cost much at all when you make it by the pitcherful with Kool-Aid. For the price of one bottle of soda, you can mix up five big pitchers of Kool-Aid. And for pennies a glass, keep the whole family refreshed and smiling. At that price, maybe the whole neighborhood. Kool-Aid instead of soda. As always, delivering more smiles per gallon.
This is Mark Spee, CEO of Rent-A-Center. Whatever your credit situation, Rent-A-Center has quality brand name merchandise, Ashley Furniture, Whirlpool Appliances, Sony TVs, without credit or credit checks. And we back it all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Visit Rent-A-Center or rentacenter.com or call 1-800-205-2005 right now and start enjoying quality products without credit today.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SolarRips.com.
However you say it, make sure you're heard. This Valentine's Day, Zales can help you say I love you like never before. With diamond gifts starting at the incredible price of just $99. Delight your love with a piece of jewelry that sparkles as much as she does. And discover for yourself the amazing values that Zales offers. Love rocks at Zales, America's diamond store since 1924.
Experience it and win with Tempur-Pedic. If you've been waiting for the absolute best time to try a life-changing Tempur-Pedic Swedish sleep system, this is it. Visit a participating retail store today and get your game piece for a chance to win $10,000 just for trying a Tempur-Pedic mattress. Simply call, click, or visit a participating retailer near you today to find out how. Call 1-800-433-2720 or visit Tempur-Pedic.com/experience. That's 1-800-433-2720 or Tempur-Pedic.com/experience. For official rules, go to www.experienceitandwin.com. Contest ends 3809. Offer void where prohibited.
We are having a political mudslinging contest because the Republicans think they won the election. What they're still hung up on is, do we have enough incentives? Do we have enough tax cuts? Are we doing enough for the top 2%? Folks, we went to that dance for the last 8 years, and they're still playing the same CD.
The Ed Schultz Show, mornings 10 to 1.
The American people are ready for some infrastructure investment.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Man, we want to lay some pipes.
Hey, 22 minutes after 8 here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, increasing clouds. High today, 43, and our special guest is Professor Thomas Russell, Vice President of Healthcare for All of Colorado. If you want to talk to him on the phones, 303-713-7600. 7600, and we'll take all kinds of calls about health care. And I'll go to the phones in just a second, but I want to ask you something about this. What about the problem that a lot of people are trapped in, including myself, which is pre-existing conditions?
Well, I think that the problem of finding insurance with a pre-existing condition is just, you know, it's killing a lot of people is what's going on. The current configuration of the healthcare system is keeping people in jobs that they don't want to keep. It's making everybody anxious about losing their job because then they fall into bankruptcy when the next medical event happens. Keeps people from forming small businesses, which are a tremendous engine of economic growth, because they need the health care that they're in, and they wouldn't be able to provide health care for their employees when they started that job. So the whole system is just rife with problems that really need to be addressed.
All right, let's go to some phone calls. Here's John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
I'm a former paramedic and actually a former student of Professor Russell's.
He's laughing. He's laughing. What, this guy didn't do very well in your class, or what's the problem?
we're not gonna discuss grades.
Okay.
My perspective as a paramedic is this. I've literally had to beg people to get in the ambulance who needed emergent health care, and they were more concerned about how they were eventually going to pay for it than their actual livelihood. They were literally on the verge of cardiac arrest, and they're more concerned about what impact this is going to have on their pocketbook than whether or not, you know, they're going to be able to get the health care they need. With that in mind, I didn't even realize that Professor Russell was involved in this, I want to know how your listeners can get involved.
Well, thanks, John. That's a great question. One of the things that people can do is they can go to the website of the organization, healthcareforallcolorado.org. It's just one word, healthcareforallcolorado.org, and take a look at the website and send us some email. They can send me email at Trussell, T-R-U-S-S-E-L-L.
Oh, that's very clever.
Trussell at healthcareforallcolorado. But those are two of the ways, and work to help to pass House Bill 1273. But I think the story you tell is a powerful story. I've heard a similar story. I heard a story of someone who was in the hospital with a severe cardiac event. He was a couple of days short of his 65th birthday and eligibility for Medicare. And he asked the doctor if the doctor could postpone life-saving procedures for 2 days so that he would have coverage for his events. So I think that I'm noticing all the time people are talking with each other on the air, in the papers, about the cost of medicine. This used to be a private conversation that we didn't bring out in the open, but now we're all so worried about it that we're exchanging these conversations all the time. So I think that's a great story, John.
I know I've been through that. I know I've been through it where I put stuff off, and I'm still doing it because of, you know, health care coverage. And I'll tell you something else to both of you that really angers me. What really angers me is there are a gazillion Americans out there. Of course, we don't have a gazillion people in the country, but it's an over-exaggeration. But there are a lot of Americans out there, and maybe, John, you're in this situation, I don't know, but there's a lot of Americans out there. We are lashed to our jobs because we cannot go to another job because of health care, or we want to retire and can't retire because we can't give up our health care.
And then a further iteration of that, Jay, is that the Kaiser Family Foundation's found about a third of Americans put off health care. Even when they have a health insurance, they do this. They put off health care because they simply can't afford it. So that, you know, the problem of underinsurance is one of the problems that we need to address as well. Simply providing insurance to people is not the answer, and that's not Healthcare for All Colorado's answer. Our answer is to take a step back, address cost, and to provide health care for everyone. We don't start.
And that ultimately, I'm sorry, Tom. That ultimately ends up lowering healthcare costs because when people address things from a preventative point of view or once a disease process has begun, if it's addressed early on in the process rather than waiting until it becomes an emergency, the costs of care are dramatically decreased.
Let me ask you a question in your experience. How long were you a paramedic?
20 years.
All right. In your 20-year experience, how many people would you say called you or had to use your services because they couldn't or wouldn't, but I want to use the term couldn't, they couldn't afford to engage in preventive medicine, and so because of monetary problems, and so they called you at the last minute because then they were finally so sick that they had to go to the emergency room.
Over 20 years, easily hundreds, maybe more.
See, we shouldn't be living in an environment like that.
Jay, Healthcare for Colorado agrees with that. One of the emphases in the work that we're trying to do is to shift resources to primary care. That a problem of the existing way that healthcare is paid for and financed is that there's an incentive for doctors to go into specialty and subspecialty work. And that happens, so we're currently experiencing a shortage of primary care physicians and advanced practice nurses who can do that kind of work for
people. John, if you did this for 20 years, what are you doing now?
I'm an attorney.
How did you do something for 20 years and then suddenly decide you were going to do something else?
My back wasn't 18 years old anymore.
You know what? You're the second attorney I've run across who was an EMT. I always talk about Scott Henderson on this show. That's exactly the reason he did it, too, was because his back was not that of an 18-year-old. But my question, now we're getting off healthcare, but I got to ask this question of John. My question is, and this does relate to healthcare. My question to you is, okay, so you decide one day you're not going to do the paramedic thing anymore, right?
Sure.
Did you ease yourself out of it? Or did you just all of a sudden wake up one morning and go, I'm not doing this anymore?
No, it's not only the toll it took on my body over 20 years, but it was also looking for a new challenge.
Okay, but when I ask you about whether you just, did you get up one day and decide you're going to get out, or did you ease yourself out? Because many people who are listening to this show, not only in Colorado, but across the nation, they can't imagine doing what you did because, once again, they are worried about a health care problem. They can't give up their job because they have health care problems.
Okay, no, I see what you're saying. It was a gradual decision. I enjoyed it. I loved being a paramedic. It was a very rewarding career. Certainly not financially, but it was very satisfying. It was wonderful seeing an immediate results in someone. I was fortunate that when I was in law school, my wife was. Pardon me. She was gainfully employed. She had fantastic health insurance, and it was very easy to make a transition so that her coverage would extend to me. If she wasn't there, actually the law school required us to have some form of health insurance. If we didn't already have an existing policy, it was required that we purchase a policy through the school.
All right, John. Hey, I appreciate the call. By the way, what kind of law do you practice?
I'm a criminal defense attorney.
Okay, well, do you want to give your firm or yourself a plug in case we have any criminals out there?
My name is John Buckley. My website is jbuckleylaw.com. I've actually been a sponsor of your show.
Oh, I do recognize your name. Well, you know what? Listen, you got to go down on our Rolodex of reliable sources in case somebody calls up and we need to refer them.
Okay.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling, John.
You bet.
All right, there are a lot of people, though, that are caught not in what he was caught in because he mentioned that he had a wife who had adequate coverage, so he was able to do all of this. But what happens if you're by yourself and you wake up one day and you say, I want to do something else. Whatever it is. You want to become an attorney, you want to become a doctor, you want to become a teacher. Whatever floats your boat, but you can't do it because you're stuck in the healthcare treadmill.
Right. I mean, that's the bad situation now, and that's one of the situations that we're trying to fix with the Colorado Guaranteed Healthcare Act. That if we, if your health coverage is not connected to work, then it frees up so many opportunities for people to retire. That's one possibility, to start a new business, to do all those sorts of things that people really want to do. We don't think that health coverage should trap people in their jobs. If I might, I'd like to emphasize that there's different ways of talking about this problem. One in Colorado says, we have 800,000 people without health insurance. How do we get health insurance? That's not where Healthcare for All Colorado starts this analysis, and that's not where I start. We start with the cost and say, what's the best way to address the cost of healthcare and then provide healthcare to people? I heard someone say the other day to me that there were 800,000 people, and she had a plan that would maybe provide health insurance to 200,000 of them. And she said, well, that takes care of 25% of the problem. And I simply don't believe that that's the right analysis, that the right analysis is to say, what is causing the cost of healthcare to increase so much that we're at 16, 17% of our gross domestic product, heading toward 20% of our gross domestic product, and our economy simply cannot sustain that level of expenditure on healthcare. It's double, more than double, what other countries spend on healthcare. And as a fundamental economic issue, we need to find a way to decrease this increase and to lessen the cost increase of healthcare as well.
All right. I want to get back to the taxpayers situation here. 303-713-7600 if you want to weigh in about healthcare. We have Professor Thomas Russell with us, Vice President of Healthcare for All of Colorado, and we're talking healthcare. So now's your time to get in here and to get involved, or just sit back and listen. 8:34, 34 minutes after the hour at AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turkin, traffic.
Police have removed that crash westbound I-70 around Quebec, but still looking at really heavy delays there, traveling from Chambers all the way down to Monaco. Going to be stop-and-go conditions in that stretch. Also stop-and-go northbound 25 from Emerson Street to 6th Avenue, and on southbound 25 from Parker Road approaching the Tech Center. Also a new crash out there. Two vehicles involved at 7th and Kalamath, but we are starting to see the general clearing of the highways this morning. 36 already starting to clear. Just some heavy volumes there westbound side from Sheridan to McCaslin. Your forecast, partly cloudy, breezy, and cool, a high of 42. Tonight, a chance for light snow in the city. Heavier snowfall expected on the north and east side of town. Denver, Fort Collins, Greeley, and Boulder expected to get about 1 to 4 inches by early tomorrow morning. Your current downtown temperature, 24 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today's Valentine's tip by 1-800-Flowers.com. Is your true love exotic and adventurous like an orchid, or is she...
Hey guys, Valentine's Day is here. ProFlowers.com has an amazing deal just for online listeners. Get 15% off any flower bouquet plus a free glass vase. ProFlowers prices start at $19.99, so this is a steal. To guarantee Valentine's Day delivery, you must order now. Just click on the banner in your media player or visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone and enter password 15 off. That's ProFlowers.com, radio microphone, password 15 off.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, icebergs.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a free credit report is just the tip of the iceberg. But often, there's no iceberg below the surface. Just a tip, bobbing about. So get Identity Guard. With superior protection tools and patented technologies, Identity Guard is a colossal identity theft protection iceberg. All this from the company that's protected over 20 million people. And that does not sound like something an iceberg tip could accomplish. So get Identity Guard and get real protection. Not just a free credit report tip.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault. A $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
Why should you use Platte River Kitchens to redo your kitchen? One, they take you from concept to completion, handling every detail. Two, they use green technology that doesn't cost you more. Three, they're a part of my exclusive referral list at referralist.com. You can meet them at Colorado Garden and Home Show starting February 7th, booth 2343. You'll thank me for my recommendation. Platte River Kitchens, 303-300-9087, or at the Garden and Home Show, booth 2343.
Rocky's Autos. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. I thank them for being part of the show, and plus on top of that, they're my good friends, so I have no problem talking about them. That's one of the really good things about this show. People who are on here, I have personal relationships with them. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Now you can get a really good receptionist for about $1.50 an hour. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant, a professional receptionist trained by you to handle your phones your way. No, this is not an answering service. This is a smart, friendly person. A personal assistant for your phone calls. They know you and your business. And since customers and prospects are already on the phone with them, they can also do scheduling, registrations. Let them do the ordinary so you get more time on the important. Live answer for all of your calls and a seamless connect for the ones you want. The rest are handled professionally and personally your way. With an intelligent assistant, you'll capture more new business and keep the ones you've got. Intelligent assistants, full-time or a la carte. Fits any budget. Only from intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like you to call for your free consultation. 1-800-400-1837. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Find out how we can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-400-1837. 1-800-400-1837. 1-800-400-1837.
Well, he's not necessarily trying to say that he minds it, but someone plays with the chips and that kid.
Hey, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Increasing clouds, high today 43, chance of snow about 60% tonight. Every time it snows, I think I ought to be moving to Arizona, but the health care there is no better than it is here. We're talking to Tom Russell, who is Vice President of Healthcare for all of Colorado. That's HCAC. No? Wrong?
Jay, it's Healthcare for All Colorado, and I only emphasize that because that's the website, healthcareforallcolorado.org.
Healthcare for All Colorado.
Yeah, thank you.
And the website is hc4ac.org, right?
We have two little ones. Really, Healthcare for All Colorado is the best site to go to.
Okay, so
spell it out, healthcareforallcolorado.org.
Healthcareforallcolorado.org.
Yes, thank you.
If you don't go there, I'll break your arm. Oh, wait a minute. No, that would incur healthcare costs.
Well, that would lead to substantial problems. I mean, I think that I gave a talk recently to some family medicine residents, and I showed them the x-ray of a client who had a broken femur. I said, what do you see here? They said, we see a broken femur. And I said, well, I see personal bankruptcy. That was my diagnosis.
You know, and we'll get back to the phone calls, but, okay, bring this up. I know somebody who is involved in a financial institution that regularly reports and runs credit checks, and they work for a financial institution. And they told me that I would be shocked at the amount of people whose credit is ruined, not because they didn't pay on time, not because they weren't meeting their responsibilities, but because they were broke because and they were dragged down because of medical costs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's an important study by a Harvard Law professor and some people at the medical school there that examines just that in personal bankruptcy, medical costs are implicated in half of the personal bankruptcies. And that's dragging us down. We believe if we had a universal healthcare system that addressed costs and spent money more efficiently, we could eliminate personal bankruptcy or nearly eliminate, I would think, or probably completely eliminate personal bankruptcy due to medical issues.
And see, that would be in business's favor because then they wouldn't end up in a situation where they couldn't get their money.
Right. And again, we spend enough in the system right now that if we spend it efficiently, we can take care of these issues.
I mean, collection agencies wouldn't like it, but, you know, I mean, still.
Well, that's important, and I'll dig into that. We have a caller, as I understand it, but part of what the Colorado Guaranteed Health Care Act says is that we want to address people who might be displaced as we shift to a different way of dealing with health care. And that would include the people who call you up and dun you for your medical bills. They would need some retraining and some replacement, but maybe they could get some retraining and replacement in a field that, for example, provides health care and does some good for people, rather than calling them at dinner time about their medical bills.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to Dr. Irene Aguilar. She is president of HCAC. And let me get her up here. Doctor, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Sure. You want to put some input into this?
Well, I just wanted to tell Professor Russell I'm on my way to clinic where I see patients every morning who have illnesses that require ongoing medical treatment. And it's frustrating for me as they come back in to see me that they did not follow through with my recommendations. But yet I understand when they tell me that they couldn't afford to follow through with my recommendations. And unfortunately, what that leads to is me going on to provide more and more aggressive therapy for more and more progressive disease because they couldn't afford to take care of their health care before it became advanced. And one of the saddest parts of that for me is often that then leads to disability. And as an example, my patients with chronic diabetes who end up, let's say, with renal failure, they then qualify for free medical care through Medicare. And so while we could have spent much less money up front and helped them afford to take care of their health, we're not able to do that in our current system, and instead we spend all the money at the end when they've essentially ruined their health and ruined their ability to have a livelihood.
Yeah, I you know what? I've seen that too, and I would agree with that, and I think Professor Russell would agree with it too, that if we had more emphasis on preventive and if insurance companies, without being draconian, started to get involved in this, and if society as a whole started to get involved in it, then we would not have as much money on the back end. But if you end up having money on the back end, if you end up having health problems, you know, you're liable to lose your home and everything you've got.
One of the things we're interested in, Jay, is that the incentives that a larger system gets to keep people healthy grow as people remain within that system. So insurance companies, people switch in and out of their insurance companies every couple of years. So an insurance company has somewhat less incentive to keep you healthy because in 3 years' time you may be gone. But if you're part of a larger system, and we really don't even have a healthcare system in the state right now. We have kind of a bunch of different parts. But if you're part of a larger system, then the system has an interest in keeping you healthy because it knows it's going to be, you know, paying for the cost of that health care along the way. So Dr. Aguilar's right that we want to make sure that people get the care early on that they need and that they aren't shut out from being able to pay for that, and so that their conditions don't worsen.
Dr. Aguilar?
Yes, and the other point I would make, and Professor Russell and I have spoken about this, is that right now the most important part of our health care doesn't receive funding at all, and that is primary prevention. We see a lot written about how children are suffering from obesity and getting diabetes earlier, but there are no insurance companies whose job it is to make sure that people have healthy diets, exercise, and don't develop these diseases. And so if you could redesign healthcare again and use all the financing to provide for the health of the population, these very baseline preventive efforts could get some funding.
Yeah. I agree with that 100%. I think you're absolutely right about that. And we see this more and more in kids. Diabetes. I mean, it's becoming that epidemic. And, you know, there's no money out there really to inform people about it unless you, like, have my insurance company, which is draconian, which means that your health lifestyle counselor calls your house at 7 o'clock in the evening. And you get this little recorded voice that says, your healthcare counselor is on the line. And then, you know, what? Suddenly you got to answer this person about all, you know, what you're doing and everything else. There's no face-to-face contact. And it's draconian. It's ridiculous. And then if you don't put up with it, then what they're going to do is they're going to jack your rates up.
Jay, one of the things that we're interested in doing is returning as much of healthcare as we can to the relationship between the patient and the physician.
Right.
So if Dr. Aguilar is your doctor, for example, she's going to have a chance to have that conversation with you. And if she can be relieved from all these burdensome administrative, you know, financial payment tasks that she now has to accomplish in her job, then she can spend time, and we might be able to incentivize her a little bit to help you address some of the issues that, you might need to address in order to, you know, stem further problems with health.
Dr. Aguilar, what kind of practice do you have?
I actually do primary care, internal medicine, and Professor Russell speaks to the heart of one of my main concerns for primary care providers is that people are leaving the field in droves. Part of it is reimbursement, but in addition is the hassle related to that reimbursement. The estimate I give is that for every 4 hours that I see patients, I generate 4 hours in paperwork related to dealing with insurance issues and getting them the medications that they need. And when a patient comes in to see me, I need to consider what insurance they have when I consider how they treat their medication, what medication I give them. And if I guess wrong, I generate a lot of paperwork for myself because I've tried to prescribe a medication their insurance doesn't pay for.
Oh, good Lord. All right, doctor, thank you. I appreciate your input. And, of course, you're welcome
on this
show anytime.
Thanks, Irene.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. When she says she was primary care, I thought to myself, I got to give her a call. Let's go to Donovan in Littleton. Donovan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you and your guest?
We're doing great.
We're great. Thank you.
We're healthy for the minute, for the right now, but we don't know about next week.
Well, you know, that's wonderful. I'm 60 years old. I own a manufacturing firm that manufactures driving equipment for the disabled. And at 60 years old, for the first time in my life, I find myself without health insurance. With the economic situation where they are, I've let all but one of my employees go. And this has led me to make choices. I have a condition called Barrett's that requires an expensive medication for the esophagus, so stomach acids are shut down.
The
choice that I've had to, in order to get that, I've had to eliminate seeing my diabetic doctor and diabetic prescriptions that I'm supposed to be prescribed, as well as prescription medications for some other conditions. I'm not whining. This is just the state of health care here in the United States right now. And what I wanted to know from your guest, isn't it true that a couple things? First of all, that we are one of, if not the last, industrialized nation to have some form of national health care? And isn't it also true that under these systems in Europe, doctors actually make more than they do here in the United States?
All right, Professor Russell?
First, Donovan, I want to say that I'm, you know, disturbed and profoundly to hear that. I mean, you've worked, you've owned a business, and now you find yourself in a situation without health care. That's just wrong, and that's not something that we should want to see happen. And we shouldn't be sort of selfishly saying, well, I got mine, and too bad for Donovan. I think that we can make an effort to look out for each other, and that's part of my ethic. Every other industrialized nation provides universal health care. And they're all not national health care plans. Some are a mixture of some private and public things. Germany, for example, has some insurance coverage there, but although they are non-profit insurance companies that provide the health insurance, so it's a very different scheme. An excellent way to gain more information about this is to look for T.R. Reid's great documentary, Sick Around the World, which you can Google and find on the web, Sick Around the World, it's called.
All right, I got to interrupt you for a second because we got to get traffic. Donovan, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye.
All right, sure. 8:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Turk Traffic.
Jay, just working one crash out there. It's not on the highways, thank God. This involves two vehicles, 7th and Kalamath. That's going to be a little busy intersection for you there as you're trying to get onto 6th Avenue. Also looking at residual traffic, eastbound 36 from Sheridan to Federal. Had a late crash there, still kind of hanging folks up. Also a little busy on westbound I-70 from Chambers to Monaco. Had an early crash there around Quebec. It has been out of the way for about a half hour, but still seeing some pretty heavy volumes in that stretch. Southbound 225 also busy. Yosemite to 25, and southbound 25 as you approach downtown after I-70. Your forecast, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 40s, chance of snow tonight and tomorrow morning with just small accumulations. Right now, 26 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Through the Kohl's Kids Who Care Scholarship Program, Kohl's plans to recognize over 2,000 kids with scholarships and
This is Mark Spee, CEO of Rent-A-Center. Whatever your credit situation, Rent-A-Center has quality brand-name merchandise, Ashley Furniture, Whirlpool Appliances, Sony TVs, without credit or credit checks. And we back it all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Visit Rent-A-Center or rentacenter.com or call 1-800-205-2005 right now and start enjoying quality products without credit today.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Green is in, right? Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wild flowers, you can find that perfect Valentine's gift for your eco-lover. Visit them at the corner of 32nd and Tejon, or save gas and earn karmic offset credits by shopping online at DragonflyEcoGoods.com. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
Learn to play the piano in just 8 weeks with the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method at Pianos and Pianos. Limited spaces are currently available for this 8-week course at half the price of regular private lessons. This proven method guarantees that you'll be playing exciting song styles like classical, movie themes, rock, new age, blues, jazz, and much more. Call Pianos and Pianos at 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleanings, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit Incredible Smiles.
Well, hello everyone. It's Mr. Money from the Lodge Casino. We're kicking off the new year with a big cash giveaway called Cash Blizzard. Now through February 20th, every Friday is Cash Blizzard Day. We'll be giving away cash on the hour from noon until 8 o'clock at night. Plus, a daily grand prize winner will get $2,500.
Wow, that's great, Mr. Money.
Lodge Casino.
Your first choice for fun. And my first choice for winning.
Thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
Or call right now for your free catalog, 1-800-600-9046. That's 1-800-600-9046.
Hey, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Professor Thomas Russell, Vice President of Healthcare for All of Colorado.
No,
I did it wrong again.
Healthcareforallcolorado.org. So no of, Colorado. No of in there, Jay.
Okay, take the of out. John Turk didn't put that in there, but I injected it in there. See, that's why I need health care badly, because I need psychiatric care, which, by the way, I've been paying for out of my pocket for 28 years. Okay, we only have a couple of minutes left. Now, you know, people are going to... You've got people chomping at the bit here because everybody knows we need change. So, number one, give out the websites again where people can get involved and where they can be alerted to what's happening with this House bill, and they can pressure their legislators to take some proactive moves on health care.
Well, thanks, Jay, for that opportunity. Again, the website is healthcareforallcolorado.org. So that's one word, healthcareforallcolorado.org. And on our website as well, you'll see a link to the Colorado Guaranteed Health Care Act, which is House Bill 1273 this year. If you go to that page, you can see a copy of the act. You can see a nice one-page summary of it that simplifies that, and also a nice graphic that shows what the process of implementation, and then a listing of the members of the Business Affairs and Labor Committee, which will first address this bill. We think that's going to come to that committee probably in very early in March, and we are lining up testimony for people to come at that time.
Bill, have a chance?
A chance to testify?
No, a chance to pass.
I think this bill definitely has a chance to pass, and Representative Kefalis is working hard, and we're working as hard as we can with him. We've got a great group of co-sponsors in the House, and so I think people should definitely look for this bill and watch it.
All right. Professor, great to have you on. I want to have you back on again real soon.
Thanks, Jay. I'd love to do that.
All right. Here's Professor Thomas Russell, Healthcare for All Colorado. Oh, see, I got it right at the end. Well, I still need to go on Lexapro.
What's great about the iPhone is that if you want to listen to AM 760 while you're away from your radio, there's an app for that. Yep, on AM760.net. It's Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Everybody knows, if you have a family, you need life insurance. And if you've been putting it off because you don't want a medical exam, here's some news you can use. If you're a healthy person living without term life, you could get up to $500,000 in term life insurance easily. No doctor visit, no medical exam. No hassle either, because it only takes a few health questions and a few minutes on the phone when you call eFinancial for a free quote. 1-800-300-4368. Many people put off getting life insurance because they don't like medical exams, but you could receive term life from a top-rated carrier with no medical exam, and it only takes minutes. Just answer a few health questions over the phone. You could even be covered today. Now that is good news. If you're living without term life, do what's right for your family. Get your free quote now. Call 1-800-300-4368. 1-800-300-4368.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. Now on your iPhone and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. New court rulings are a setback for parents who are convinced vaccines are to blame for autism in their children. CBS's Barry Pagnano joins us live in Washington.
Steve, these were three closely watched test cases filed by parents convinced that measles, mumps, rubella vaccinations caused autism in their children. The rulings say scientific evidence doesn't support any link.
I'm disappointed. I'm very disappointed. I don't feel that this is a just decision.
Rita Schreffler of the National Autism Association, these decisions will influence some 5,000 other claims. Johns Hopkins vaccine safety expert Dr. Neil Halsey understands why devastated parents filed them.
The real fault here lies with the individuals who promoted bad science and the false idea that these vaccines caused autism.
Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Now to the economy, where retail sales reversed course last month. They were up about 1%.
To see it recover just 1% in January is welcomed, but it's not making up at all for the previous decline.
The economist Ken Mayland and the government reported today that new claims for jobless benefits again topped 600,000 last week. To save money in hard times, more employers who've cut jobs are contesting unemployment benefits. That's the allegation from Andrew Stepner at the National Employment Law Project.
Employers are contesting claims in unscrupulous ways, and when the true facts get out, workers can get their benefits, but a lot of times the true facts don't get out.
He says one in four workers have their benefits challenged, and on appeal, they win in more than 80% of the cases. Virginia Administrative Law Judge Coleman Walsh says employers are getting a bad rap.
The vast majority of the time, there is at least a fair and arguable basis why an employer or claimant is filing the appeal.
For a fourth straight day, that is, President Obama's hitting the road to make the case for the economic stimulus plan that the House and Senate now agree on and will likely send to his desk by Monday.
President Obama will literally learn how his plan is playing in Peoria on a visit to the Illinois headquarters of heavy equipment maker Caterpillar. The company has announced 22,000 job cuts. His plan message to workers there:
what's at stake here are not abstract numbers or abstract concepts. We're talking about real families that we can help and real jobs that we can save.
Mr. Obama says Caterpillar has indicated some jobs could be saved if the stimulus bill passes. He's adding that hope to his push for congressional passage of the economic plan. Peter Mayer, CBS News, The White House.
New Hampshire residents may find it harder to drink away the hard times. The governor's proposing shutting down 16 state-run liquor stores, a prison, and 9 courthouses in a new budget. From Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, where the 2 juvenile court judges have been charged with taking millions in kickbacks in exchange for sending teens to privately run detention centers. The court is looking into hundreds of sentences that could be overturned. Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 166 points, NASDAQ off 16. This is CBS News.
This Valentine's Day, there are 2 things you don't want to break: her heart and your budget. So go to Walgreens. With great prices on everything from boxed candy to fragrances and cards, Walgreens has more than enough love to go around. Everything to make your loved one's day. And with thousands of convenient locations, many open 24 hours, Walgreens is just around the corner. So there's one more thing you'll save. Time. In every way, Valentine's is sweeter than Walgreens.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from your tires, your brakes, your battery, your oil and filter, your fluid levels, and your belts and hoses.
Would you check us, please?
Okay, okay. I'm on my way to the Ford dealer now for the Works Fuel Saver Pack. It'll all get checked or tested or changed or rotated or filled.
Yeah, filled is good.
For just $29.95 or less after a $10 mail-in rebate.
Woohoo! I love this guy!
Taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for rebate details through 331-09.
Good morning, I'm Karen Trinidad with an AM 760 local news update. We should know today whether Cherokee Trail senior Marie Morrow will be expelled for keeping mock rifles in her SUV outside of high school. She and her lawyer David Lane are meeting with Cherokee School District administrators right now. She's the commander of a young Marines drill team and had the rifles for a practice later that day. Lane says the administrator should consider that.
One punishment fits all under the law, when in reality, one punishment should not fit all.
A district spokeswoman says the administrators have no choice but to expel Morrow under the state law. The Marines say a Navy corpsman from Black Forest was killed in a bizarre accident at a shooting range at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina this week. 29-year-old Petty Officer 2nd Class Andrew King was hit by a bullet ricochet. He was on duty as a medic at the base when he was hit. A bill has advanced at the Colorado Senate that would ban large stores from using plastic bags at checkout.
A Senate panel last night passed the bill, which would take effect within 3 years. Instead of using plastic, stores would have to either offer paper bags or ask customers to bring their own reusable bags. Republicans voted against the measure, saying it's unnecessary government intrusion. They also questioned whether paper bags are better, noting that paper requires more energy and water to produce, and that plastic is fully recyclable. Supporters of the measure said the idea is to get customers to adapt to reusable bags.
That's Joe Chiaro reporting. The bill is the brainchild of a teacher and a group of students at Kent Denver School. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Karen Trinidad. Dad, now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where it was a very quiet morning commute, things are winding down pretty quickly. I-25 is still busy downtown, but not too slow. We're also seeing those conditions on both 225 as well as C-470 across Highlands Ranch. Now, as far as leftover slowdowns, could be some on 36 near Sheridan. That's the scene of an earlier crash. And just checking on those CDOT cameras, looks like things are bogging down on the southbound side of I-25 near Thornton Parkway. So that could tack a minute or two onto your... Crews are cleaning up a 2-car accident, 7th and Kalamath. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Earning your career-focused bachelor's, master's, or doctorate degree can be an achievable reality with Colorado Technical University. Study online, on campus, days, nights, or weekends. Call CTU at 888-269-1555 or click coloradotech.edu.
We are having a political mudslinging contest because the Republicans think they won the election. What they're still hung up on is, do we have enough incentives? Do we have enough tax cuts? Are we doing enough for the top 2%? Folks, we went to that dance for the last 8 years, and they're still playing the same CD.
The Ed Schultz Show, mornings 10 to 1.
The American people are ready for some infrastructure investment.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Man, we want to lay some pipe.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Auto
7 minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Increasing Clouds. High today, 43, J. Marvin. And we thank Thomas Russell for coming on. The guy's just great. And we're going to have him back, by the way, to talk about another subject, which is near and dear to a lot of our hearts, and that's tort reform. So get out there and call your state legislator and support House Bill 091273. Support that bill. Colorado Guaranteed Health Act, Health Care Act, publicly financed and privately delivered, HB 091273. And that comes from Healthcare for All of Colorado. Okay. You got it? Okay. We're supposed to have somebody on about Focus on the Family and the amount of money they spent on Proposition 8 in California, but I gotta cop something to you. We have been having phone trouble all morning, and when I came in here this morning at 4 o'clock, we had no phones. Now we're kind of able to dial out every once in a while, and we can take some phone
intermittently.
Calls. Intermittently we have problems. Intermittently. Okay. We're going to talk about Focus on the Family vastly outpacing the Mormon Church and their spending on Proposition 8. And this is a pretty controversial thing. Okay, so we're going to talk to Ernest Looning. Ernest, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Jay.
You know the first question. You've got to know the first question I'm going to ask you. And that is, how in the world does Focus on the Family, which is a tax-exempt organization, how do they get away with this?
Well, they're a 501c3, and they're able to spend a portion of their money doing lobbying on specific causes, same as all kinds of organizations. You can lobby to same as lobbying to add health care for all Coloradans. You know, that's what they're forbidden from doing is supporting specific candidates or backing the Republicans or the Democrats.
How about specific propositions? They can do that, right?
They can do that, and I believe that they're limited. They can't spend all their money doing that. But Focus on the Family is a huge organization, and you know they're in the $100 million a year range. So the amount that they spent on backing Proposition 8 through the Protect Marriage organization is a small amount of what they spend every year.
They gave $727,250 in cash, and then at the end, they gave the campaign $100,000 in late October.
Yeah, that was in October 28th. They wrote the check, and October 29th, Protect Marriage cashed it. And a couple of weeks later, Focus on the Family laid off 200 of its employees. They've had a bad year, but they found the money to, you know, to go out to California and try and defeat a Supreme Court ruling that allowed gays and lesbians to marry.
That's pretty interesting. That's very Christian of them, isn't it? To fire their employees and then spend the money somewhere else.
Well, it's money coming from different places, and you can make an argument that if they weren't out there fighting Proposition 8, their donations probably wouldn't be as much. You know, it's not a direct relation between the money they spent on Prop 8 and the employees that they let go. A lot of those employees are in the mailroom, sorting and selling DVDs and videos and things like that. So it's not a direct correlation, but.
Well,
yeah,
there's
a lot of families in Colorado Springs who probably wish that they'd paid more attention to their families.
Well, I'm not a journalist. I'm a talk show host. We deal in opinions. I have to tell you, I find Focus on the Family not only to be revolting, but a repulsive, but also I think they're a gigantic cancer. Not only in the country, but poor Colorado Springs, having to have this organization down there. I mean, I'm even so against them that I think it's wrong that the state of Colorado built a highway exit sign or an alert as to where they are on I-25. I would remove that if it were up to me. I just can't. And I'm sure the people involved in this are nice people, but they're not nice people because they make people's lives miserable. And there's no way to control them, is there?
To control them, I'm not sure. But if they're cancer, they seem to be in some form of remission. They're only employing two-thirds the number of people that they were 4 or 5 years ago. You know, they've reached their peak, and there's all kinds of indications the focus on the family is having less influence. They're having arguments with other evangelical ministries, also based in Colorado Springs, that are taking a more liberal point of view and saying gay marriage, gays adopting children, things like that, are not things that evangelical Christians need to be worried about. Global warming, poverty, health care, those are things that evangelical Christians can get behind. And it's not, you know, it's not a wholesale movement so far away from the Christian right that we've known since the 80s. But it's moving and focus on the family's influence and their bottom line has been suffering in the last couple of years.
9:13, 13 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Ernest Luning, who is a reporter for the Colorado Independent. Are there donations down?
They are, and also their sales, which their sales of CDs, DVDs. Dr. James Dobson, who's of course the founder of Focus on the Family and their primary figurehead, he has a radio program that goes.
Oh, out, I know. Listen.
Across the country.
Yeah, listen. You know, the most disgusting thing of all time. Okay. The Radio Hall of Fame, which is located in Chicago, inducts this guy. I mean, I sent Bruce Dumont, the guy who's the head of it. I said, don't send me an email about any donations because I'm not giving any. Why does this guy qualify to be in the Radio Hall of Fame when what he does is basically he just preaches hate and intolerance?
Yeah, he's out there. He's out there preaching his message for the ministry and you know reaching lots of folks every day. So I suppose. The Radio Hall of Fame is non-sectarian that way. But, yeah, Dr. Dobson is he's a member of it now.
Well, yeah, he is. And the other thing that nobody ever talks about is the fact that when the FCC originally set aside that lower part of the dial on the FM dial,
right.
And notice I use the word dial, which is outdated technology, but that spectrum, that was originally for education and was originally for education and public radio. And what these folks have done is they've gone down there and sucked up these frequencies. So they're all over the country. And that right there is wrong. How do you get a handle on this stuff? But it's good to hear from you. It's good to hear from you that their donations are down and that they appear to be shrinking in size. And I wonder if inside the organization there have actually, well, they laid people off, but you never can tell from that. But I wonder if inside the organization they're having financial trouble.
Well, enough that they cut their workforce by 20% back in November. And that's substantial layoffs, and that's the fourth round of layoffs that they've done in the last 3 years. Their DVDs are not selling as well. The donations are not coming in. Some of the opponents of the Protect Marriage campaign of Proposition 8 say that they're dwindling towards extinction. The folks who supported Focus on the Family over the years are getting older, and in fact, they're dying off.
Okay, I was going to ask you that. That was my next question. Why are they shrinking? Is it because their demographic is heading to the next level, if you believe in that?
going to the great beyond.
They're going to the great beyond, or they're taking a dirt nap, or what's the deal?
That appears to be... Some folks with the Courage campaign out in California who are opposing Proposition 8 and challenging it in court told me that their analysis of the vote out there showed that Proposition 8 was defeated by everyone under age 65 and supported by folks over age 65, and that was enough to tip it. That was enough to give it 52% of the vote statewide because, you know, as you know, older folks tend to vote in higher numbers.
Okay, so in 20 years, or maybe even 10 years, folks in the family is going to be hurting.
Well, it could be, and they're hurting already. They're just not as robust. They don't have the same reach as they used to have. But you know, let's not minimize this. They're working across the country to defeat gay marriage proposals in state legislatures. They just did that earlier this week up in Wyoming. Wyoming had a plan to put a ironclad ban on gay marriage into the law books, and the legislators focus on the family was calling legislators and organizing a campaign for constituents to call their legislators, and they just couldn't get it done. They had 25 votes when they needed 40 in the Wyoming legislature up there to put a more severe ban on gay marriage than already exists up in Wyoming. It's already they already have something similar to what Colorado has, which says marriage is between a man and a woman. But they were going to say, we're not going to recognize anything else from any other states if they come in. And Focus on the Family put a lot of resources into that in the last month and a half, and they failed. It's going on right now in Maine. Maine legislature is considering doing like some of the other New England states have done, Vermont, Massachusetts, and making gay marriage legal. Focus on the Family's local group there, the Maine Family, Council, has been working with the Catholic Church there to defeat that, and we'll see what happens. And that's something else, too, is Focus on the Family. These evangelical groups aren't the only ones. As a number of people have pointed out, and what we talked about in the story that we did in the Colorado Independent, the Mormon Church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the church itself didn't donate a whole lot of money, but they coordinated and encouraged their members, you know, which the encouragement coming down from the Mormon Church is a direct word from God. So it's not not something that the Mormons take lightly. Some figures show that Mormon households donated $18-20 million.
Oh yeah, and the LDS, they have a lot of money.
They do, although they didn't direct a lot of the LDS money. The Mormon Church itself only donated $190,000 to the Prop 8 campaign, but they put the word out, and Mormon households donated probably roughly half of what the Proposition 8 campaign spent.
Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah, and well, the other leg of that stool is the Catholic Church. Catholic Church is leading the charge in Maine against legalizing gay marriage, and the Knights of Columbus, which is the political arm of the Catholic Church, donated slightly more than Focus on the Family and its associated groups to the Prop 8 campaign.
The Catholic Church, well, we don't want to open that up because I could go on forever about them. I mean, they do have some good sides to them, but as particularly their liberation theology, but the rest of it is really ugly, and they should be the last organization in the world going after anybody else's morals. They should be looking at cleaning up their own house, and I think most people know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's true, and as is true with the Mormons, you know, if anyone ought to have sympathy for non-traditional forms of marriage, the Mormons probably ought to look to their history there. And
well, they're trying. The LDS is trying to clean that up. They do discourage it.
Sure, and they have, and it's been against doctrine for over 100 years as a condition of Utah becoming a state. But you know, it's not just Focus on the Family, but and the evangelical groups. There's a triad of religious groups who are opposed to gay marriage across the country, and every time it pops up, they'll be there fighting it.
What a huge waste of time and money. I mean, you know, I said this yesterday. If you don't like homosexuality, don't become one. I mean, just blow it off. I mean, just leave it alone. Why do they feel like their world has to be everybody else's world? That's the one thing I can never reconcile with them, with any of these groups, is that they, you know, is that their world has to be our world. Well, what happens if we're not interested in your world? And, the, you know, I think a lot of them would like a theology. They'd like a theology-run state. And they try to dominate the political process by spending all these heaps of money. And for those people who disagree with what they're doing, and I don't care where you are on the political spectrum, we all ought to band together and outspend them.
Well, in fact, that's what happened in California and came up short. The opponents of Proposition 8 raised and spent $43 million. The backers of Proposition 8 raised and spent $40 million. So we did outspend them out in California and still came up just short.
Well, as you said about the demographics, given enough time and they're running out of constituents.
That seems to be, and again, this is one of those kind of trend stories that you're not sure whether it's really real until it shows up at the ballot box. But younger evangelicals are rejecting the kind of, you know, the moral majority way of looking at being an evangelical, which has dominated the political landscape for the last, you know, what's it been, close to 30 years. And younger evangelicals are saying global warming, poverty, health care, even gay marriage.
Yeah, well, younger people don't. It's no big thing to them. Ernest, thank you. I appreciate you coming on the show, talking about Focus on the Family, and you're our guy for that. So every time something happens, you can expect to get a phone call from us. Thank you so much for being on.
I'll be here, and good luck with your phone, Sergey.
Okay. Yeah, we'll need it. Maybe we can get James Dobson to bless our phone system. Maybe that would fix things.
He's got some time on his hands.
Yeah, he can levitate the phone system and bless it. Thank you, Ernest. Thanks for being on the show.
Great. Thanks, Jay.
All right. Yeah, right, yeah. This is the same guy who prayed for rain when Obama was speaking here during the Democratic National Convention, and that didn't happen. How do they explain that? That he prayed for rain and it didn't come true. Could it be that God, if there is a God that exists, could it be that God no longer listens or never did listen to James Dobson? And if you ever listen to his radio show is repulsive. I mean, he's god-awful on the air. And his message is disgusting as well. I love the Springs. I really do. It's a really nice place full of a lot of nice people. But it's like, come on, James. Move to Alaska. Be with Sarah Palin.
Garden of the Gods.
Yeah. Move to Alaska. Be with Sarah Palin.
I think they should have tried to fly Dobson over the Royal Gorge there without the pack.
Yeah, there you go. Don't you think they should relocate to Alaska? They can be with Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin can be his love child.
Yeah, it's a place for everybody to go. They're going to be saved up there.
Right. They should all get up there and wait for Armageddon to happen.
They had a vision that Alaska would be the place for all of God's people to go and hang out until he comes.
Yeah, the last clarion vision. I wonder how many people out there believe that the world is going to come to an end.
You didn't try hopping on Hale Bopp when that thing came around, that comet?
I remember Hale Bopp. It was going to pick up all those people.
I tried to get on it.
I wouldn't get on
it. Flew right past me.
I wouldn't get on it because it couldn't guarantee me first class.
Yeah, I flew coach.
Yeah, I flew coach on Hale Bopp. Yeah, there was no meals either. You could buy soft drinks, but they were kind of warm at the time.
No shooters either.
No, no shooters. 303-713-7600. We're in open phones now. We'll go to open phones. And boy, I'd love somebody to call me up and tell me you believe in end times and Armageddon, that you think the world's going to come to an end, that when it breaks out around Israel, that all of a sudden we're going to vaporize. That's going to be the end of the world. Anybody want to take me up on that?
Not me.
No, no calls. All right, how many people out there believe that that preachers can heal people? Do you buy that idea?
Not me.
Come on. There's somebody out there that buys it. No, or maybe I should rephrase that. There's somebody out there who pays for it. All right, 927, 27 minutes after the hour. John, how's the traffic looking?
Well, Jay, we have a few late problems to really avoid if you can. One, a crash southbound I-25 near Thornton Parkway. It is blocking a lane or two of traffic there. Seeing really slow and heavy backups, 120th all the way down there to Thornton Parkway. Single-digit speeds. Going to be a nasty one there leaving North Glen and Thornton. Also, back in town, a disabled vehicle. Right lane blocked westbound 6th Avenue as you approach Sheridan heading into Lakewood. And a four-vehicle accident on the ramp from northbound Parker to southbound 225. So little problem there in Aurora as you're trying to get out and into the tech center. Your forecast, partly cloudy, breezy, and cool, a high of 42. Tonight, a chance for light snow in the city. Heavier snowfall expected on the north end and east side of town. Denver, Fort Collins, Greeley, and Boulder could see about 1 to 4 inches.
These days, your budget's really feeling the heat. But Family Fun doesn't have to cost much at all when you make it by the pitcherful with Kool-Aid. For the price of one bottle of soda, you can mix up 5 big pitchers of Kool-Aid. And for pennies a glass, keep the whole family refreshed and smiling. At that price, maybe the whole neighborhood. Kool-Aid instead of soda. As always, delivering more smiles per gallon.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Mom.
I couldn't wait to see your and Tom's new house. It's just lovely.
We love it.
Your dad and I wanted to help you get settled in and know this check will be put to good use.
Wow, you shouldn't have. This will really help us on the improvements we want to make.
And we know just the place to get started. Dad and I want to take you both to the Colorado Garden and Home Show. We've been going there for years, and it's helped us turn our house into a home.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go.
Don't miss the 50th anniversary Colorado Garden and Home Show, February 7th through the 15th at the Colorado Convention Center. Research, compare, and buy thousands of products and services at Colorado's largest home and garden marketplace. Stroll through acres of landscape gardens full of blooming flowers. Enjoy the swashbuckling annex in the secret garden of Pirates Cove Entry Garden. Discount tickets on sale at TicketsWest.com and King Supers. Presented by Bank of the West, GMC, the Denver Post, and 9 News.
Guys, Valentine's Day is here. ProFlowers.com has an amazing deal just for online listeners. Get 15% off any flower bouquet plus a free glass vase. ProFlowers prices start at $19.99, so this is a steal. To guarantee Valentine's Day delivery, you must order now. Just click on the banner in your media player or visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone and enter password 15OFF. That's ProFlowers.com, radio microphone, password 15OFF.
Only payments or a lump sum, no income or credit requirements, no repayment. Now, this is important, and this is what makes this not a gimmick. No repayment as long as you live in your home. Access built-up wealth now. Well, you can enjoy it, or you can stay in your home, but you have to use your home to stay in your home. So it's not like a thing that comes with no strings attached. So if mom and dad are in this situation, whether that you know that they can't stay and they don't want to go and economics is a problem here, then you need to call American Guarantee Mortgage. And if you're over the age of 62, you ought to definitely call them. Here's the number, 1-866-259-8206. That's 1-866-259-8206. Or you can drop by and see them at 201 Columbine Street, Suite 250, right here in Denver. Let me give you the number again. 1-866-259-8206. American Guarantee Mortgage.
Cytogenics Weight Loss Products, a proud supporter of AM 760, believes that change is good and that moving in new directions can be extremely positive. Cytogenics Business Foundation is based on that exact philosophy with their commitment to delivering the best dietary supplements in the world. If you're ready to commit to that change, lose weight, and keep it off, Cytogenics is the perfect catalyst to obtain your ideal body weight. Cytogenics works by reducing your caloric intake, burning fat, and suppressing your appetite. Cytogenics contains natural ingredients like fiber to absorb fat, noble cactus that binds to fat and expels it from the body, green tea to ramp up your metabolism, and hoodia to suppress your appetite. Plus, it contains fat-burning agents. It's a new year, and change is on the horizon. If you're ready to make a change for yourself, call Cytogenics at 800-300-DIET. That's 800-300-DIET. And in this economy, Cytogenics is doing what they can to help by offering a buy three, get three free sale on all of their products. Call Cytogenics at 800-300-DIET. That's 800-300-DIET. And find out what products will work best for you.
Wilson Pickett's smoking in the midnight hour. Oh, I want to be a top 40 disc jockey. I really want to do it, but nowadays a voice track. Oops. I'm going to wait.
Strong Radio.
Yeah, okay. Oh my God, I really like listening to so-and-so. Really? Is he on? Is he from here? Oh no, excuse me, he's from Anchorage, Alaska. Okay. 9:32, 32 minutes after hour on AM 760 on Progressive Talk. Yeah, that kind of radio will make you fall in love with your iPod all over again. And by the way, those of you who have switched over here from NPR, because NPR is going through their fundraising campaign, and I love NPR. I really do. But those fundraising campaigns, sometimes they get to be a little bit too much, because, you know, you give your money and then you got to hear it over and over again. So if you're just checking us out because of that, stick around. I mean, if you think I'm obnoxious now, just wait. It could get worse, and it will get worse. Here's Scott in Denver. Scott, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good. My question for you was, you were talking to the gentleman about Proposition 8, and it was something that was put in front of the voters. The state of California voted for Barack Obama, but did not vote to pass Proposition 8. So if it was put before them, it was voted on, then obviously that was the will of the people, of the majority of the people. So why still argue about it?
Because it doesn't make it morally and ethically right. And this country has had a history of where the will of the people have turned out to be wrong, and the will of the people can be wrong. Now, you're right, you can't do anything about it, but what you can do is you can rally support so that when the next election cycle comes up, you can put an amendment on that ballot, and you can also stop these folks around the country where the laws are being decided not by the voters, but are being decided by state legislators. It is absolutely morally wrong to take any class of citizens in this country, any section of this country, and make them second-class citizens while putting your hand in their pockets and sucking up their taxpayer dollars and not giving them the same rights that's accorded to everybody else.
But in the same token of you saying all that and saying that we can do that because this is a free country, then so can the people who are against it.
So
to get on the radio and to say that they're a vile people.
Well, they are.
I think is according to you.
Well, that's what we do. We deal in opinions here. This is not a journalistic endeavor. I don't have to not be non-biased. I am biased. I don't like them. I never have liked them. I think they're a cruel organization, and I think that what they're doing is very, very un-American, because this country stands for equality, liberty, and happiness for all. And the fact is that they preach exactly the opposite, because they take a segment of the society and scapegoat them, not only because they don't like them, even though they'll give you this lame thing about, well, we just don't like the sin, we love the sinner. The other thing is they're running a cash register through it, too. They're raising money off fear and hate. And I think that it's incumbent upon all right-thinking individuals to step forward and point them out for what they are.
And in the same token, they have the same ability.
Well, nobody's stopping them. Do you hear me to say that we should stop them? I think the only thing that ought to be done is I think that their tax exempt status ought to be looked at. But that happens a lot of the time across this country. Most of the time, it happens with liberal or progressive religious institutions. But I think that ought to be happening. But I'm not saying they shouldn't do what they are doing. They should be in the public forum. They should be debating it. But if you're a right thinking individual, in my opinion, you don't sit and let this happen and not say anything, okay? Because to me, this is just as bad as when African Americans were called Negroes and couldn't vote, didn't have any rights, had to sit at the back of the bus. You're taking a segment of society. You're singling them out for ridicule.
I would guarantee that if you spoke to an African American person who had family, who went through that type of, they would know. Come nowhere near comparing those things.
Oh, I have. I have, and they have.
I've heard very
discrimination.
Heard
discrimination. Discrimination. Okay, fine. Discrimination is wrong, no matter what. So if you want to get on the radio and you want to advocate it, fine. That's a message. You know, that's your deal. But I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to keep my mouth shut. Okay, this is not Germany or Russia where they ran programs, or Germany where you know, because you were a certain religion, or because you were a certain sexual orientation, that you know, you underwent mass punishment and had your civil liberties lifted. I'm not gonna go along with that. You can choose to go along with it. More power to you. But this is a show of opinion, and so I'm just giving mine, just like you're giving yours.
Then in your conversations that you're having about people who aren't for this, why don't you talk about the Muslims who aren't for gay marriages?
I don't have to single the Muslims out. I mean, if there are Muslims that are against gay marriage, then in my opinion, they're sadly mistaken. I mean, I think it goes for everybody.
What do you
drag the Muslims into this for?
Because you're talking about Christians.
No, I'm not talking about Christians. I'm talking about organizations. You know what? Let me tell you something. I very rarely ever lose my temper here. But you're not going to play. Let me take a deep breath. You're not going to play that game with me, okay? You're not going to play the game of dragging Islam into this. I'm talking about organized organizations that are engaging in funding and fighting for discrimination. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the Christian church. I'm not talking about individual Christians. I'm not talking about well thought out Christians who understand this country and what it stands for. And you heard Ernest Luning that the younger people coming up are rejecting this, the younger evangelicals. It's only the older ones that are hanging on to it. And that's why I'm talking about them specifically and not everybody else. 9:38, it's 38 minutes after the hour. Turk talks traffic.
Jay, still working his crash up in Thornton at Thornton Parkway on the southbound side of 25. Single-digit speed backups all the way at 120th. So getting out of Northbend going to be real tricky for you. Even this late in the commute, crews have moved that stalled vehicle on Parker at 225. Getting out of Aurora going to be a little easier there now as well. But now we got a four-vehicle accident on the ramp there. Actually, this is what I'm talking about, Jay. Four-vehicle crash is still sitting there on the ramp from northbound Parker to southbound 225. What I was talking about was that stalled car was on 6th Avenue there heading westbound at Sheridan. So forgive me for that small glitch, but the rest of the drive looking really good. Volumes still a little heavy on westbound 36 from Sheridan to 104th, but speeds are improving. Your forecast, partly cloudy, breezy, and cool. A high of 42. Snow tonight, going to last into tomorrow morning, but small accumulations. Right now, 28 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Valentine's Day is this Saturday, and King Soopers has everything you need to make your sweetie smile. Pick up a dozen fresh roses or a Valentine's Day bouquet.
That's Jared!
Hi, I'm Jane Seymour. My mother used to say, always keep your heart open. It's the only way to give and receive love. Those words inspired my new Open Hearts jewelry collection.
And now, you are invited to see the Open Hearts by Jane Seymour jewelry collection at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Priced from just under $40 to $1,200.
When your heart is open, love will always find its way in.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center in Denver offers adult education and tutoring classes to help support and nurture families in need. Classes include parenting skills, anger management, and ways to reduce domestic violence. There are also courses in English as a second language and computer training. Free adult computer classes are available Monday through Thursday between noon and 2 p.m. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center is a major support system for families in the metro area. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center is located in Denver at 29th and High Streets. For more information about the Salvation Army Red Shield, call 303-295-2107. That's 303-295-2107. Or stop by the Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center at 29th and High Streets. The Salvation Army Red Shield. Doing the most good.
Planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the Flair Study at 720-848-7557.
Your participating Border Lincoln Mercury dealership for $10 rebate details through 33109.
Treat your sweetheart to a romantic Valentine's Day with the Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra with pianists Misha and Sipa Dichter. February 14th at Mackey Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. Call the box office at 303-449-1343 extension 2 or visit boulderphil.org.
Are you planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the Flair Study at 720-848-7557.
The tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 Till 2. 10 Till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced, college-educated, part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 Till 2, the time is now.
John Turk and the Bob Marley box set. This is Bob Marley from beginning to end, this box set. 9:44, 44 minutes after the hour on AM 760 of Progressive Talks. Matter of fact, we got one more break to go. We'll play Bob Marley out of that, too, because we meant to play more of it today. Increasing Clouds, high today, 43. You know what? I've got the CD, the DVD, Oliver Stone's movie W, to give out. I've been talking about that earlier in the morning and haven't really done it. Richard Dreyfuss does an amazing job. As Vice President Dick Cheney, James Cromwell, who's one of my favorite actors, Ellen Burstyn, who is also one of my favorite actors, and, of course, Josh Brolin, who is gigantic and was Academy Award nominated. Now, for Scott, the last caller who I got crossways with. Hey, Scott, if you're still out there, if you call 303, now don't everybody else do this. Scott, if you call 303-631-2760, I'll give you a WDVD just for getting on the air and arguing with me. Even though I was a little loud, I got a little crazy, I'll still give you a DVD. 303-631-2760. That's 303-631-2760. So John, is Scott calling?
Not yet.
No, I guess he left us. Don't leave us. Come back. All right, let's go to Michelle in Lakewood. Michelle, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you today?
I'm doing good. You know what? I'm going to give you a W DVD, too.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Just to show I'm not a bad guy.
Okay. Well, I never thought you were. You know, I was listening this morning to your 7 o'clock discussion with the lady in California with her kids. Doug might want to look into the whole idea of people having babies and staying on welfare. TANF no longer does that. You're cut off after a certain number of kids. Not cut off like you don't receive benefits, but your benefits max out at a certain number. So if you go on it and you've got two kids, they'll cover one more, but no more after that.
That's not a bad idea. But
that was something that was done under the Clinton administration.
That's right. Welfare to work, sure.
And you're also limited to the amount of time that you can be on TANF. you're on like a time clock, and after so many years, like I think it's 5 years altogether total, and if you've done it for 5 years, you can't go back and do it again. Food stamps are unlimited, like you can get those for as long as you need them. And also these people talking about, you know, child protective services and that sort of thing. That's a real, real sketchy, sketchy proposition. Because number one, I'm sure California's CPS system is probably overloaded just because of the population of the state. And once someone's children are put into the system, it is very, very, very hard for them to get their kids back. And yes, bad judgment is not something that someone looks at in a parent, but that's not a reason to have your kids taken
away. Well, bad judgment is not a crime unless it's unless you cause bodily injury to the child.
Yeah, I mean if her children were neglected, if they weren't fed, if they didn't have, you know, that sort of thing, obviously CPS should be involved. But those kids, I mean, she was on Dateline the other night. Those kids look well-fed, well-rounded, well-nurtured. They appear, you know, they appear to be happy, normal children. Now, I don't know what's going to happen when you throw eight more into the mix.
Oh, man. I mean, how are you going to take care of that many kids?
I have a hard time with two.
Yeah, exactly. And then she's unemployed on top of it.
I mean, you know, yeah, she exercised bad judgment on her part. And I will, you know, but again, too, that fertility doctor knew she already had six children. And doctors have the right to refuse service. Doctors have the right to refuse unnecessary medical services. And in vitro fertilization for someone who already has six kids is an unnecessary medical procedure.
Okay, so then would you turn around and have the state go after the doctor for malpractice?
You know, I think he should be seriously looked at as to why he agreed to implant six embryos in this woman. You know, okay, maybe one. I mean, fine. I mean, I know that there's like limited guidelines or something like that as far as age goes. If you're a certain age, they implant so many. If you're above a certain age, but six is never, I mean, I don't even think six is an option. I don't think it ever goes up to that many. And I mean, it's a lose-lose situation because I'm sure since some of her kids are already on, I think she's got two or one that's on disability. So, you know, the state is already.
Well.
Nominally involved.
Yeah, well, what you got to do is you got to keep your eye on the, I hate to use this cliche, but you got to keep your eye on the prize. And the prize are the kids, not the mother. And that's what people have to remember. And
exactly.
that's the thing you got to work on. All right, Michelle, I'm going to put you on hold. And we're going to give you a DVD.
Okay, thank you, Jay.
Sure. Okay, Michelle's on hold. 9:50, 50 minutes after the hour, AM 760. One more. All right, let me get Leon in Denver on. Leon, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I was calling. I listened to your program yesterday, and you were talking about people that have felonies trying to make them. I couldn't get through to you. But I'm one of those people that have a felony, and I went to prison at the age of 23 for second-degree murder.
Oh, Lord. Why?
Yes.
What did you – I mean, what was the deal there?
It was a fight out. You know, I had a real – I got out of the military, and I had a really bad drinking problem. I mean, horribly. I was just a drunk, and – you know, I grew up poor. I grew up being molested. I think when I finally realized that for years I was being molested, it threw me somewhere. And so I never thought rational anymore. And so at 23, you know, I wake up in the city jail with a murder case. You know, and my whole life and my desire was to become a police officer. And I lost my dream, just lost everything at that moment. And, you know, I looked at it as, you know, I made a horrible, horrible decision in my life at the age of 23. And I'm 37 years old, and I'm still dealing with it today. But I took a different approach to
it. Hang on a second. Let me see if I can get some traffic in early so we have some time left to talk to you. If not, if you don't mind, can we get your phone number and call you back? But hang on a second. Hang on. Let me get this done. 9:51, 51 minutes after the hour. Turk, traffic.
Jay, we had this late crash on southbound I-25 at Thornton Parkway. Crews have just moved that one off the highway there, but still seeing some pretty slow speeds back around 120th. Elsewhere, still dealing with this four-vehicle accident. It's on the ramp there from northbound Parker Road to southbound 225. Elsewhere, the drive is really cleared up for us. No problems on the turnpike. Had a late crash there on the westbound side, but that's all out of your way. Speeds back up to top speed there. The only place I'm seeing some heavy volumes is southbound 25 there at Park Avenue down past Spear Boulevard as you approach downtown. Your forecast, partly cloudy, breezy, and cool, a high of 42. Snow tonight into tomorrow morning. Right now, your downtown temperature is 30 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Ski and Snowboard Rentals is home of the $9.99 daily ski rental. Starting Friday through President's Day weekend, get a basic sports ski rental.
TurboTax presents a message from Benjamin Franklin.
As a $100 bill, I'm in high demand. People are always trying to get me away from you. But here's one way you can hold on to me and do your taxes. Just go to TurboTax.com. At TurboTax.com, you can do your simple federal return for free with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. And I can stay right where you want me, in your pants. Pocket. Your pants pocket.
TurboTax. Choose easy. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com.
Now you can get a really good receptionist for about $1.50 an hour. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant, a professional receptionist trained by you to handle your phones your way. No, this is not an answering service. This is a smart, friendly person, a personal assistant for your phone calls. They know you and your business. And since customers and prospects are already on the phone with them, they can also do scheduling, registrations. Let them do the ordinary so you get more time on the important. Live answer for all of your calls and a seamless connect for the ones you want. The rest are handled professionally and personally your way. With an intelligent assistant, you'll capture more new business and keep the ones you've got. Intelligent assistants, full-time or a la carte. Fits any budget. Only from intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
Hey, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
I'm Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
And you're right?
Yes.
You go to prison. Where did you, can you say where you did time?
Yeah, when I first went down, they shipped me to Minnesota. And I had been to three or four different prisons. And I left from Sterling Correctional Facility. And, you know, the thing that I had to convince myself of while I was going through the system is I wasn't going to get caught up in the becoming institutionalized. You know, I just refused to be a statistic of recidivism. I just refused. And so, you know, I worked on me, you know, because I didn't take the victim role. I was a victimizer. And I never took that victim role. I just said, you know what? I did this. I have to repent of this, and I have to move forward. And I've been out 5 years now, you know, and I've yet to have an employer discriminate against me because of my felony.
But what you said earlier before we went to the break, and we're starting to run out of time here, but you said you're still dealing with it today. How are you still dealing with it today?
I still have a parole officer. I still have an ankle monitor on, you know, and I've seen the parole board 4 times, and they keep denying me, you know, and I've been out for 5 years. But, you know, I look at it as, why would I get angry at a parole board when they're doing their job? If I live next door to someone that has committed a crime, I would want them to do their job. And so I can't be upset with them because they're doing their job. They're protecting the community. And I have to respect that because I'm the one broke the law, you know. And so sometimes we get into the victim role because we have felonies. But, you know, we chose this life. We chose to do these things. And it's unfortunate, you know, when we wake up one day, have an epiphany and, okay, I'm healed. But because I'm healed doesn't mean that it goes away. I still have to deal with the repercussions of that, you know.
Well, you sound well-adjusted to me. I mean, mm-hmm. I mean, you've come to grips with your situation and you're dealing with it. And, yeah, you were denied your chosen career because of a mistake, but still you're bouncing back. And it sounds to me like you've integrated yourself into society. And, of course, I don't sit on the parole board, so I don't know. But it seems to me that, you know, they should give you a break.
Yeah. And, you know, and I believe in due time, you know, they will, because I'm going to eventually write a book.
Oh, you should.
Not just about my crime, but about my life that led up to that from, like I told you earlier, going through 5 years of molestation.
Well, you know something? Yeah. I'll tell you something. You want to come on here and talk about this? Hang on a second. John Turk will get your information. You want to come on and be a guest? I'd love to have you on.
I would love to be there.
All right. John, we'll give him a W DVD, and we'll also put him on as a guest. All right, that's it for this morning. Take it easy, and if you can't do that, take it any way you can get it.
Come to Jared and experience the legend of Levion.
That's Jared!
The design and craftsmanship of Levion jewelry, including the delicious new trend, Levion chocolate diamonds and Levion chocolate cultured South Sea pearls, must be seen to be appreciated. One visit to Jared the Galleria of Jewelry is all it takes to understand why Levion has devoted collectors the world over.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Hey guys, Valentine's Day is here. ProFlowers.com has an amazing deal just for online listeners. Get 15% off any flower bouquet plus a free glass vase. ProFlowers prices start at $19.99, so this is a steal. To guarantee Valentine's Day delivery, you must order...